Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about ready to scream at that one.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you guys doing? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Call now and get a private reading. Well, actually, no. Let me rephrase that one more time. Please call us now and get a reading here on the air. Three readings. All you got to do is call 646-721-9031. If you want to call for a private reading, give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have a holiday special going on right now where it's the ideal. You can get any reading that I do for $1 a minute. And we do have 90-minute sessions. We have 75-minute sessions and smaller sessions, and they're all going for only $1 a minute. The 90-minute sessions usually go for $135, and the 75-minute readings usually go for $125. But for this holiday season, until after the holidays are over with, that's actually the 1st of January. Everything changes, so you have plenty of time. And if you also want to come to my shop, I also have a shop if you're in the Colorado Springs area, or Colorado Springs, Old Colorado City, Manitou Springs, Woodland Park, all those areas in that kind of situation. If you're in the area, please come to Manitou Springs. We're down at 946.5 Manitou Avenue in Manitou Springs. Right now we have a special going on right there with that one, with the shop too as well. If you come to the shop, we do angel card readings and palm readings and past life readings. We do a lot of counseling, relationship counseling, life coaching, all those things. We also work with children with gifts, help you with that kind of thing. But right now we have a special going on. If you can get a $5 palm reading, or you can get all three, a palm reading, angel card reading, and a past life reading for only $35. $35 for all three of them. I know, it's kind of crazy, right? Whoa. But I'm just saying, with the situation, it'll be it's an experience. So we have the shops lined up. We've got the idea of invoking angels. It's a very good setting. And it's a very good location. It's right in the middle of Manitou Springs, right across from Mushroom Mondays. If you go on my webpage, actually, if you go on Facebook, I can't say that right either. If you go on Facebook, my name is Donald Reed, and you'll see actually pictures of the shop itself and everything that goes along with it, phone numbers and information, that kind of stuff, even the idea of finding the show again, so therefore you can listen, because we're actually on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. That's Mountain Time. So if you're in California, your hour behind me, and if you're on the East Coast, you're 2 hours ahead of me. Okay, so we want to get that thing there. Also, if you're in the chat, I'll try to keep back and forth the chat room as much as possible, but if you have any questions, please ask. If we have a period of time where we can actually give out cards, we can give one card per person and do that way. All right? We had someone in the room before, but shoot. Let me see here. Like I said, guys, if you really want to sit there and get a private reading or come by the shop, you can actually schedule an appointment ahead of time, too. Just call 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699. But I actually recommend that you call the 740 number, because that's my cell phone, which I keep with me everywhere I go. And when I'm at the shop, we've actually got a design right now where you can actually call the shop and get a reading on the phone. It's just like if you were there. We have a tendency to shut the door for privacy and the whole bit, so therefore you can actually get that reading. All right. But like I said before, if you want to give a call here now and get a reading, please do so. 646-721-9031. Also, I work on Keen, KEEN.com. Right now we have on there, it's for the holidays. It's actually a price that we charge all the time. It's only $1.25 a minute on Keen. So if that's more convenient for you, we also do chat. And the chat's the same way. It's $1.25 a minute. And the chat on the phone, whatever's convenient for you, try that one out. You know, there's another company I work for, too. I think it's called Psychics Forever. I'm not really sure what the number is to call. I got to find that one out. But I think you can find it on the Internet. I think it's called Psychics Forever. And then I work on Orandom. Orandom is a really cool site where you can actually go in there and see me live on cam in a free chat room setting, so you can actually get to know me before you actually decide to get a reading. And you should check it out. It's Orandom. Orandom. I'm trying to figure out how to spell Orandom. Oranum, oranum.com. Check it out. Right now we have a thing going back and forth. On Tuesdays, it's $1.99. On Thursdays, it's $2.99. I think it's actually going to fluctuate back and forth to the holidays, but we're actually going to be focusing on $2.99 a minute. But usually, the rest of the part of the year, it's usually $3.99 a minute to get a reading with me on a random. But on Tuesdays, it's $1.99, and on Thursdays, it's $2.99. So we have a $1.99 Tuesday and a $2.99 Thursday. So give it a shot. Guess what you got to do. I'm trying to check out some things. I was also yesterday we were focusing a lot on relationships. So therefore, if you actually have any relationship issues or anything that goes along with that too, please give us a call. We can actually do readings about anything you want to hear on the show. Okay, we actually do full readings too as well. And the reason we do that is because everybody else has a tendency to do small, a couple questions here and there. We like to try to detail the whole situation and look into a situation and to actually give a reading so you can actually get exactly what you would get if you paid for it. So therefore, you have an ideal right at the front. Plus, I guess it was the idea of wanting to be different too. Because everybody's like, why don't you be like everybody else and just give a couple questions and move on? Okay, well, we don't want to be like everybody else. We want to stick to our beliefs and what we believe in, and what we're looking at here is the idea of having quality readings, not quantity, of getting a lot of readings in, because I feel like sometimes the information and stuff that comes along can actually be a little distorted because, you know, trying to get through there and try to get as many people as you can. I don't think we're really being fair to the person who's getting the reading if we don't give ourselves completely to that reading. And that's what we need to keep in mind, the ideal, the work itself. And I think if we keep focusing on the service itself, I guarantee you probably attract anything you want to you. If you're looking for more income and the ideal of actually being able to support yourself, you should think about not just supporting yourself, but you should go above that. I mean, my affirmation is I now have a satisfying income of $10,000 a month. You know, I sit here and look at the situation, and I don't think I want to discuss this with anybody else anymore on what my personal preferences are, because I don't want to deal with anybody else's energy of negativity or anything else that goes along with it. So what I do is, it's best to keep your, you know, I have a tendency to share in a sharing setting in the process of teaching, but also when it comes to my personal life, I think it's one of the things I've learned too, that the more we share with people, the more we actually put energy into it, they can actually keep it from happening. So in the ideal, sitting there thinking that you're having a problem, that kind of situation, it could be the ideal that you're telling too many people, and you should sit there and work on those manifestations of keeping them to yourself. Then after they happen, then you can sit there and boast about it. And that's what you need to do. Put it out there in that kind of situation and see what's going to happen, because, you know, you're keeping that energy within yourself, the ideal of focusing on positive energy. So that's the thing about relationships, too. When you're doing relationships, people have asked this question before, too. If I ask the question too many times, will it actually work against me? And I say, yes, it does. Because what you're doing is you're putting energy out there. And every time you ask the question, all you're doing is reaffirming the doubt that you have within it, and also reaffirming the doubt you have within yourself. Okay, so you sit here and look at the situation. I've heard so many people talk about relationships and stuff, and the ideal, the urgency actually gives us an indication of being attached to something or someone. So the ideal is to let go and allow, not let go and give up. It's let go and allow. You're letting go and forgetting all about it because you have that much confident faith in it that you don't have to worry about it. My favorite saying is the ideal of focusing on oneself. By getting up in the mornings and just doing one thing. Say, I am loved. I am lovable. I am loved. I am loved. I am lovable. I am love. I am loved. I am lovable. I am love. And so it is. And so it is. Also, we take another one step further and say, hey, I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. So therefore, I am loved, cherished, and adored. And also, when you put the situation, the I am is also a reference to God. So therefore, in the process of that, you're really believing in yourself, but also believing in God. And also the idea of those two together will also create the best manifestations and the best that's for you. So So you got to look at the situation of relationships and that kind of stuff. If it's not happening and it's not coming together as a synchronicity and really positive thing, then the idea of chasing after it is yet another way of feeding into you're just showing the universe that you don't have that belief in yourself that you can actually accomplish that thing. So keep it in mind and do the whole situation and put it around the idea of what's going on. And the idea of figuring the other person out is not going to help you either, because they are a reflection of you, of how you feel about yourself. You know, people say, well, hey, when I first met this person, things were great. And you probably felt great about yourself, too. So now you need to take a look at the situation and see what it reflects back. Okay, what does it reflect back about you? What does it reflect back? I'm trying to figure this out again. What does it reflect? The reflection is reflecting back at you about yourself. So your job is to look at the situation and go, okay, what's up? Okay, you look at the reflection. Learn from it, okay? Look within yourself and remove the barriers that keep you from having such a great, fantastic relationship. Because when two people attract each other, in the process of that attraction, it's also a physical manifestation of how you both feel about each other. Okay, with that said, then you should be able to, the relationship should not be difficult. It should be very simple, because it's like looking in a mirror about yourself. So the more you get to know this person, the more you get to know yourself. Okay, and a lot of times with situations like that, we have one person on the one side who refuses to learn from the reflection, so therefore we have a tendency to outgrow them. But it's also to understand that with that kind of connection with somebody, we actually manifested this person as much as they manifested us. This also gives us leverage into the situation when we have a person who starts talking about indecisiveness, about, I don't know if I what I want, because realistically they do. Because the idea of even saying, I don't know, is an excuse to keep them expressing that, because they don't want to deal with what's going on. Because it's probably one of those things they can't understand, because they're not listening to themselves and realizing the idea of listening to one's heart and following it is actually leading you to your heart's desire. So this person is your heart's desire. And it's usually, the perception here is the idea, what do you feel about yourself? Do you love yourself? Because really, if you have someone like that in your life and you push them away, you know, you look at the situation and go, okay, you're just missing out on an opportunity to get to know more about you by getting to know this person. Also, it's a perfect opportunity to face the fears that keep you from having a good relationship. Because once you face those fears and move through them, you're going to have a great relationship. So not only have you manifested a person that reflects you, it's also reflecting that you do love yourself in the process of loving another. So if you have any questions or any reading you want it, then come on. Give us a call in here at 646-721-9031 and get a free reading and get the insights on what you got to do. Because the idea of relationships and that kind of stuff, if you're really attached, you can actually point that out to you too as well. So when opportunities come and people cross your path, the best thing to do in all those situations is embrace it, not question it and push it away. Up with combos. All right. Okay, let's go to our first caller. I was checking the chat room too to see if anybody had any calls, any questions. Might have to call in. So blood to pick it. Let me back in. Okay, what happened? Hi, do you and or this show take chat questions for readings? Yes, we do. We'd rather for you to call in, depending on which ones you're talking about. Our questions for readings that the chat rooms are taking for the show. I have no idea. Okay, that's the same person. Okay, so therefore, guys, listen up. We do take calls. We do take questions in chat, okay? But you got to make it a simple focusing on a question, and then we can actually answer. I'll just ask the questions. We'll see. We'll take it from there and see what happens. Okay. If you want to, you can IM me too. We can. That will actually catch my attention more. So I'm actually trying to put this in perspective. All right. Get this thing in the corner. I think I have an idea. Okay. Let's go to our first caller. That'll be area code 239. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name? Hello? Area code 239. 239. If you can hear me, check. Okay. Check and see if your mic is on, if you have anything that's on mute or something like that, and then listen up, because you're actually on the air right now, so therefore, let us know. That's area code 239. You're welcome. Welcome to the show. How are you? And what is your name? Hello? Hello? Area code 239. It says you want to come on the show. You pushed that number one, so therefore we're talking to you right now. So let us know. Hello, hello, hello. All right. Let's go back to that freaking point of saying that's going to drive me up the freaking walls. All right. Let's go back to the chat room. Okay. We have a caller. Here's a hi. I was wondering. Okay, now we essentially need to look at the situation and say, hi, I was wondering if I should go ahead and go to massage therapy or not. I am afraid that I won't enjoy it. Thank you. Okay, with the situation you're talking about, are you talking about going to school for massage therapy? Or are you talking about going to massage therapy for some therapy of your own? I was just trying to get some clarification on that, if you don't mind. Do, do, do. Hello? All right. While they are thinking and pondering, I'll sit here and say the massage therapy. I keep getting a very strong yes. School, yes. I keep getting a very strong, really strong message that you should definitely go through with this. And I get the impression you're really going to enjoy it. It also seems like a good way to connect with yourself even more, too, as well. Okay, let's go back to area code 239 one more time.
Oh.
Hello. Area code.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great. I heard you before, but you couldn't hear me.
Nope, I could not.
You can't hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Wow. All right, let me talk fast. I don't know what's going on.
Problem?
Hello?
What's your name?
My name's Lana.
Okay, I think what the problem is you're not listening. It's almost like you get the impression that you're not used to people listening to you. So I'm listening. I hear you. Okay.
All right.
Your name is Lana?
Yes, it's Lana.
So how's I just want to say that. Okay. Lana.
I'm glad our phones are working now. I could hear you before, but you couldn't hear me. So can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Okay, so how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, thank you. Doing really good.
Where are you from?
Florida. Calling from Florida.
Whereabouts in Florida? I don't recognize the area code.
It's Southwest Florida, Fort Myers.
Oh, okay, Fort Myers.
Yeah.
I used to live near Sarasota.
Okay, it's not too far from Sarasota, about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can we help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if you had any significant information for me regarding my love life.
As it, okay, when we start to talk about love life, are we talking about potential love life or the idea of a situation that you could be possibly in? Because I get a lot of variations back and forth where there are certain things that are still weighing on your mind of certain people from your past, and at the same time, I see you actually focusing on the future, something more grounding is what comes to me.
Well, I would definitely like a secure, person in my life, and there's one person in particular that I'm very good friends with, and I'm not, I don't know if you're getting any information on this guy or on somebody else for me.
Let me have his first name.
His name is Phil.
His name is Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you guys say you're very good friends?
We're very good friends, yeah. A little more than good friends, but we're there's nothing, we're good friends. We date once in a while.
We date? Okay.
Well, we go out once in a while.
It's like looking at the situation of trying to explain or trying to understand the world right now, because the world right now is basically, to me, when people talk about December 21st, December 21st is the idea of a spiritual awakening to realize that we all just got it wrong. We're all sort of dating. We're all sort of trying to figure out this. When actually all relationships realistically are is the ideal manifestations we create to face fears. I heard this one saying one day, and it says, basically it's not your job to seek love. What your job is to seek within yourself to remove all the barriers that keep you from it.
Okay.
Okay, so when I first started thinking about the whole situation, focusing on what you're talking about, the first thing that came to me was, how secure are you with yourself?
I think I'm pretty secure, but I'm wondering maybe there's something that I'm doing or blocking.
What's the idea of looking within yourself? Because everybody keeps saying, okay, a lady asked me the other day, how can I actually bring the love back in my marriage? And I said, start loving yourself. And because everybody's always looking for external stuff, and it's just not out there, okay? The reflections that are even reflecting back about ourselves are really directing us to go within ourselves. The more you connect with spirit, the more you become a loving person, the more you attract loving people into your life. So when you start looking at the situation, it's not the idea of pointing blame or saying, what am I doing wrong? It's the ideal realizing those situations you're really looking for as solutions, so therefore you can obtain what you want. But it's all
I am a loving person.
Okay, so we understand that point of view, but people don't understand the ideal that love is something that just keeps escalating. And people think that relationships is the ideal, getting married is the final step, and the ideal, the whole thing is wrong. Marriage is the first step. And marriage itself, as the word marriage, has never hurt nobody, has never caused any pain, has never put any fear within you. It was all you. Okay? Because I've heard people sit there and say, hey, you know something I'm scared about? I don't want to get married again. And I said, why? Why don't you put blame where blame belongs on yourself and the person you were with and what you created in the situation? Okay? It wasn't marriage. Marriage was just a title that was put on it to actually, so people could know what it is. Which, if you think about it, why do they need to know? See, we're always sitting there trying to convey to everybody, I'm in a marriage, a relationship, da-da-da-da-da, when actually all these things are just physical manifestations of how we don't have security within ourselves and how lack of worth that we feel for ourselves. So when you look at this situation and say, well, like in the process of what you just said, I think, and you say, I'm a loving person. Okay, in the process of being a very loving person, then you can forgive everybody you've ever been out with. You can forgive everybody and forgive yourself and realize that they were all just being who they are and nobody's ever hurt you. It's the things that you allowed into your life. So therefore, if you want to look at the situation of what's really holding you back, in some sense the word, is because of the things you're hanging on to, because you feel like if I don't hang on to those things, they'll actually come back again, not realizing it's actually the opposite. If you hang on to those things, all you're going to do is create it again. Different situation, different person, but the same scenario. That's why we see a lot of women who have a tendency to go through a lot of things, and the idea of looking at themselves after about five or six relationships and looking at themselves and really feeling bad about themselves because they just became what they didn't like, that one girl in school who used to do everybody, just realizing they just done everybody. In the pursuit of love, Okay.
Do you think I'm hanging on to things? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do. I think that. Yeah, I think you're looking for a place to start. I think you should look within yourself and ask yourself, exactly, what have I not let go of? I think you're going to find out something that we all figure out. I was in a drowning accident when I was 10 years old, and it seems like every time I go back to that situation when it starts presenting itself, I can always find something else to let go of. Guilt, you know, unworthiness because I drowned and almost, my mom almost died too as well. I almost lost my sister. You know, just all these things that were going on. And then when you let go of these situations, it has a tendency to bring... It's almost like you're taking down bricks to the wall. So therefore, more stuff, good stuff, comes into your life.
Well, how can I do this? I mean, I've spent so much time. I thought I've let go of so many things. I mean, I don't...
Look at the situation like this, sweetie. Life and spirituality is not a 6-month course. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime commitment. So if you sort of think about that whole thing, it's like as we progress and we have these experiences, they bring things to the surface that we need to face and let go of. Now, that's the idea of fear, because if you look in the Bible even says, when Jesus said, that you don't fight fear, you don't resist it, because whatever you resist persists. So you just let go of the whole situation. So we could look at the idea of insecurities or something that come to the surface. Just let them come to the surface. Acknowledge them and say, okay, yeah, I did that. I did think that. Just by acknowledging it, you let go of it. I'm just saying, when we look at the relationship with you, I think you get so much information because I feel like a relationship per se for you is coming up. But it's also look at the situation. When you meet somebody, we're so fixated on color, hair, do they have 2 eyes? I've actually had questions about that too. Will they have both arms? Anyway, yeah, you'd be amazed at the questions we get asked, okay? I had a girl one night ask me if her breasts were going to get bigger. So, you know, with the situation of asking, it's kind of funny, too, that when you ask those kind of questions, it's kind of funny how we come up with the answers. So, therefore, they must be legitimate. So, it's the idea of realizing that people have a lot of things to learn with themselves. I'm just saying, when I pick up the thing, when we get that kind of information comes through, it means something's coming soon. But it's like all, like I was saying before, what came to me was take titles off everything. And just look at the person that you meet, recognize the connection, because it's like this. People say this all the time. It drives me crazy. I feel really connected to this guy. Does he like me? I'm sitting there going, okay, why are you not listening to yourself? And they're like, what do you mean? You just sit there and tell me you have a connection with this person. Are you not using connection between you and this person? Because a connection cannot be established unless it's connected to both sides. Like a power line. If a power line is not connected to both sides, you don't have a connection, right? No, there's no current going through that. It's dead. But it also helps you understand that with a connection like that, whatever you feel on this side of the whole thing is being felt on the other side, or you would not have a connection. So there's things that spiritually that always comes to us to say, okay. But also we have to watch out the connections too as well, because we all come from the same spirit, the same entity. So therefore we're all connected. A lot of us don't want to admit to that, but it's the truth. We're all spiritual beings. We're all connected. So, but there's certain connections that become relationships that are definitely different. Trust me.
Well, okay. I have a very strong connection to this person, and I'm sure the feeling is mutual. I just
anyway.
What? What did you say?
I said, have you ever had sex together?
No, that's the problem.
It's not the problem. It's the idea of looking at the situation, why not? It's like the problem is not sex. The problem is the two people, and why have they not done that? So we look at the situation and say, okay, why? You can look on your side of the and this is the most important thing to stress to people. It is not your job to figure him out. That's his job.
Okay.
What your job is to look at the reflection that he's reflecting back at you about yourself. You learn about that. You learn more about yourself. You learn to understand him.
All right. Both hold back.
Get blunt, okay? Just have to look at the guy and go, okay, this is okay. Just ask the guy why not?
Yeah, well, we discussed it. I do know.
Okay. Then why?
Yeah.
I was asking you, why not? Why has this not happened? How come you not cross that threshold? I mean, the idea of knowing each other is not the problem. It's the ideal of not trusting each other. But realistically, if you trace it back even further, it's the ideal of two people not trusting themselves. Because they're fearful of what could happen. See, this is the thing. It's like,
right. There's definitely fear,
right.
There. I see that. Mm-hmm.
But you look at the situation, okay? You're not focusing on what's going on now. You're focusing on a past experience, and you're also scared of what's going to happen in the future. So if you sort of look at the situation, you're actually focusing on the past and the future at the same time, which the now is being excluded. So if you take it and change it to now and look at this person, I mean, have you actually tried to push the issue? That's why I would say you should just seduce the guy. But
I thought about it. You know, I can do that very easily.
Okay. I'm not saying with the situation.
But I know he has a great fear. He's uncomfortable because he travels, and so I don't want to push him into something that he's going to be uncomfortable with.
Well, always sit there and look at this. Let's discuss the ideal. I'm sick of hearing this one, too, okay? People are saying, well, I don't want to push somebody into something. Not realizing you can't push somebody unless they're standing still. Okay? If he's standing still, it's time to move on, my friend. It's time for, you know, being stubborn and just standing there. And look at the situation. Let's look at the thing like this. It's an excuse. So, therefore, we know for a fact by him making the excuse, excuses are things that we make to keep us from where we really want to be. So we know for a fact that you're right. It is mutual, and he does want to do it. So therefore, I feel like once it's happened, yeah, it's going to put him on the other side of the situation, where the uncomfortable part, he's going to ask himself why he was even doing that. So your fear is your fear of pushing him away.
I'm not pushing. I won't push him away. That's not my fear. I don't really have a fear. I'm
right.
Just waiting him out.
Huh?
I'm waiting him out. He's got to be ready. I don't think he's ready.
Sweetie, you're both hanging out. You have a tendency to interact with each other, and you have a tendency to do all these kind of things. The only reason you guys don't hang out as much as you really want to is because
right.
of the fear. Okay.
Yeah, well, I think it's his fear more than my fear. I mean,
okay.
There's always...
It doesn't matter whose fear it is. It's the ideal of fear is the block. So it's the ideal...
Fear
of, yeah,
yeah,
but the fear... Well, when you look at him, okay, he has a fear. But what is it? What does it reflect back at you about yourself, about your fear? What is your biggest fear? It does exist, or they wouldn't be playing off each other.
I guess my fear would be what he has told me, is that he, you know, would not be with me exclusively.
Oh, so he has a fear of commitment.
Yeah, he does. And that's really not acceptable to me, but I think that's just BS.
Yeah, it is BS, because the idea of the guy sitting there saying, no, I can't be exclusive with you, means he has a fear. He has a fear. He has to. It's like looking at the situation and looking at people and go, okay, you got it backwards. What comes first? You know, what comes first when two people meet? Let's see if you can get this one.
I would say chemistry comes first.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we sit and look at the situation. What comes first, spiritual or physical?
Oh, well, spiritual comes first, definitely.
Exactly.
You always connect spiritually.
Try
and
this.
The connection is very strong. Yeah.
Right. So we look at the situation. That's what we can tell, that the connection between two people who should be in an exclusive relationship is different than the connection you got with a Taurus, because you're both
right.
Or something like that. Okay. So we look at that situation. We can escalate really quickly and go, okay, hello. So he is thinking the physical is important. He thinks that's the first thing. So he's a little confused with the situation. So he doesn't want to be exclusive. It's because of a fear that once it is, it's like, I feel like not having sex is also the ideal, that he knows once he goes there, he will be exclusive.
Exactly, exactly. He does know that.
Yeah, yeah. So when you look at the situation, this is what it is, okay? It's like give you information how to use it for leverage to actually help someone understand the situation if you choose to go there. Because the idea that when spiritual comes first, that spiritual is what we call true love. It's kind of funny how people are looking for soulmates and twin flames, which are spiritual concepts, and then trying to figure it out through a physical explanation. Okay.
Well, you got it right on the head. You figured it out right on the head. He knows if he goes there, it's exclusive, I don't think he thinks he's ready, but he is. I don't think he thinks he is.
Well, it's like I had this discussion at the shop today when we were talking to a couple. If you're going to be in a freaking category of sinners saying, "When I'm ready, I'll get in a relationship," really, then you'll never be in a relationship. Because realistically, when you meet people, there are fears to confront. So there's always going to be that uncertainty.
I think I better seduce him.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you look at the situation, right, you guys have already created something between the two of you. So the idea of expression is what's making you mad or upset or irritated, where you feel like that's, you know, you've already done the steps, and that's like the next one. So when you look at the situation, that's what's going to happen. I mean, sometimes when you look at sex, it depends on the situation, it can actually make it worse. But in the situation of what you've created with the friendship that you have, like you said before, you even said it yourself, it's more than a friendship. And it's the ideal, if it's not allowed to go any further, it could actually ruin the friendship. Because you're going to get resentful with the situation, why he won't go there. And you're going to look at it as something personal. So the resentment builds up, you get angry, and then you distance yourself from the situation. Because I was telling people today, I was like, look at the situation. We create these miracle, fantastic relationships through spiritual connections. The physical part is just to express what we've created spiritually.
Yeah.
So when you sit here and look at the situation of the world, pornography, that kind of stuff, that's just really human gratification. There's no love in there at all. You know, so when you look at the situation, and people, you know, you got that kind of part, you got the other part where they're trying to figure out, okay, what is love? Not realizing love has nothing to do with the physical. Love has to do with how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you love yourself exclusively, because it's like the idea of looking at things and going, okay, I love myself unconditionally, you love yourself unconditionally, then we share it. But you can't share what you don't
have. Yeah, I hear you, and I'm 100%, you know, with what you're saying. But I guess my question is, are you going to be able to go there?
Just put it this way, who cares? What your job really is to do is you focus on yourself. Ask yourself, do I want to go there? Okay, and then visualize going there. Because one thing I don't think you visualize yourself is the idea of the aftermath, what's going to happen afterwards.
Well, exactly. That's I guess, my fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also the situation, if you don't go there, you're never going to know. So you have to take a leap of faith. Your dream is to have a fantastic relationship. You're like on the threshold of your dream. All you got to do is walk through the door.
I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't, but based on what he's told me about himself, I'm hesitant to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's telling me this is how he is. And I, like I said, I think it's BS, but I'm not about to change anybody if that's what they feel that they are and they repeat their behavior over and over again.
That's why they try to announce you. That's why they try to sit there and push it and say, this is who I am. This is who I am. They keep reaffirming that. And that's why you keep getting that bullshit thing, because we all know for a fact that life is progression. Things, people, situations, life keeps going forward, keeps changing, the whole thing. So the idea of this person hanging on to this personality, this is the ego hanging on to its energy. This is a person who has no freaking power because he gives it to everything. You know, it's like almost like you can look at the situation of a guy saying if he doesn't have a job, he has nothing. He is nothing, which is BS too. Okay, it's the idea of realizing something in a situation of losing one's job is the idea of realizing how to stand on your own two feet. The idea of focusing, manifesting, creating anything you want. It's the same thing with this relationship. It's the ideal. It seems like your foundation is a little bit stronger than his.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's the ideal looking at the situation before you go into it of asking yourself one question. Is this guy good for you at this moment in time? If you come up with a conclusion, no, he's not, then you have only, you don't have to figure him out. You don't have to figure out the situation. You're not a therapist. You're not a psychiatrist. You are a person who wants to be in a relationship and be a girlfriend. You want to be a, you know, I think you want to be a wife again too. But there's nothing wrong with these situations. Those are your wants, needs, and desires. If it
mm-hmm.
doesn't comply with him, and he keeps reaffirming who he is, then he's just reaffirming. He's not even talking to you anymore. He's reaffirming to himself and telling, okay, this is me. This is me, man. Come on, because he feels the threat. Okay, not just the ideal that once he goes there, he's going to be exclusive. Once he goes there, he's going to give up that old life. Which is kind of funny because he actually wants to give that up, but he's here. He is defending it.
Yeah, that's true. I get the same feeling that you're getting. Mhm.
So yep. we don't sit there and we don't sit there and try to figure out if they're going to be able to do it. What we got to do is sit there and look at the reflection and say, you know something, since he's not at a good place, it must be reflecting back to me that I am, because I'm the person he's rejecting. Or he's refusing to go down that road with. So he sees it through you. So what do you? So therefore, if that's the case, then what do you have to do? Nothing but be yourself. The only way you can have respect in a situation like this, since this person is disrespecting himself, is to walk away. But see, when you say walk away from these situations, it's not, I mean, that's an illusion in itself. You're choosing to just go on with your life, focus on your priorities, because
mm-hmm.
basically that's what he's doing. That's why
yeah.
I said, focusing on him, that's not your job. Your job is to focus on you and be the best you can be. So therefore, when you have that opportunity again to be in a relationship, you'll be strong. With that strength, that's what brought you two together in the first place. That's why you've had such a fantastic relationship. So you see, he's not even looking at that because he can't see himself.
Yeah, I get the feeling that he doesn't think that much of himself, and I think he... he feels good when he's with me.
Yeah, they all have a tendency to have that feeling, too, and they don't understand. I feel really good. I feel this and the other, but it's not the idea of feeling good. See, we feel really good about ourselves when we're allowed to be ourselves. That's the key. When he's around
yeah,
you,
well,
he can be himself. He opens up. You guys have great conversations.
He's a great guy. I don't know why he puts himself down.
Because he doesn't think that he is. See, some people have a tendency to take your reflection as intimidating instead of looking at it as them. Believe me, I've had a couple situations where I look at somebody and go, okay, if you're looking at me, if you're actually crossing my path, what you see is you. So if you're sitting there looking at me saying, you're awesome, you're great, so are you. Okay, they might look at themselves and go, well, I'm not where you're at. Yeah, but you're seeing a picture of you, of where
right.
you can be. So therefore it is within you. That fantastic person is there. It's just waiting
yeah.
for you to let it out. So it's not the idea of looking for oneself. It's not the idea of finding oneself. It's the idea of self-acceptance of who you are, which you always have been. Because if you were meant to be anything different right now, you would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are who you are right now. So you should look at yourself like this. You're a fantastic, awesome, great person. You're reflecting it back to him about himself, which he refuses to do because he keeps saying, I'm not. So every time he says he's not, you can just hear you say, well, I guess I am. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
when you get it, well, again, like I said before, it's not our job to figure it out if they're going to get it or not get it.
Right. But I just, you know,
that's
enjoy
human
it.
I got to do
it
something.
Is. Yeah, I hear you.
But we got to look at the situation, too. You don't look at it as something you missed out on or an opportunity. You've done everything you're supposed to do. You followed through. You were there. You did what you want. You won it. You spoke your mind. You talked about it. And all he keeps doing is reaffirming why he can't do that. Because all he's doing is he's feeding into his physical side.
Well, I think he may be, you know, considering a different option, but... he has to make up, you know, he has to be comfortable. He has to feel that it's the right thing for him. And I think the fact that he doesn't think that highly of himself is probably part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hangs on to his lifestyle that is for shit. not really, excuse the expression, but you know, he's got a good life. He doesn't want to make any changes, you know, that type of person, which is like, well, you know, what are you always hanging out with me for if you don't want to make any changes? That's kind of how I see it. But, you know, it's like got one toe in the pond and keeps putting the foot back and forth in the water there. It doesn't want to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's like that's, it's kind of amazing, too, when you look at the situation of going to the pool and realizing the water's freaking cold and you have a tendency to get into the pool. But, you know, once you get into the pool, you're going to have all this fun, right? So you just got to go and, as they say, take that leap, which we usually do, and jump in the freaking pool and take it all in.
Yeah.
And once we get past that freaking cold situation, sensation, it's kind of amazing how the pool warms up and you forget all about it.
Well, I don't mind taking a leap of faith. I don't want to put myself in a situation where I don't feel that it's, that I'm going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
that it's really not going to be good for me in the end. I don't really want to go there again.
That's true, too, but we can't go that way. You got to look at the situation of what's presenting itself now. It doesn't mean it won't change on his part either. Because you have to take in consideration of who you are. Because a lot of people sit and go, well, this person's never going to change. Well, if you have that attitude, then you're going to manifest that attitude. Okay? So what we need to look at the situation and change that. Okay? We want to open the door for change at all. That's why we need to completely forget them, forget the situation, and focus on our lives and our success and what we need to do. Because when you do that, you detach yourself from that situation and you don't think about all the possibilities of certain things that could happen, which actually could lead you down the road of manifesting those things, and then
right.
you're actually hurting yourself even more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm my experience has been that people, you know, have to change themselves. I can't change anybody.
No, the only person you can change is yourself.
Right, right. So people have to come to their own realization. All right, well, I get it. I understand what you're saying, and it's been a very good conversation. So,
you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
Night.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. Okay, let's go to this next caller, which I think I know who she is. All right. I have a freaking headache. Ugh. All right. This is area code 561. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So just relax. Imagine like being sitting in a front room, sitting on the couch and just talking. That's what we do.
Okay.
So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's a good question. I think I'm kind of killing myself here because I just got done working at the shop, did about 4 readings down there, came back up here. I'm supposed to take a break between the two, but I didn't.
Wow, long days for you, huh?
Yes. And then, what was it? The other morning I was supposed to do a reading for somebody, and then they didn't show up.
Wow.
And I was just like, okay, this is not funny, because, I mean, right now with my time and stuff, like you were talking about before, when you're talking about the holidays and there's certain priorities and people are focusing on things, I'm trying to do the same. I'm trying to go to, I'd like to go back and visit my daughter who lives in Ohio. I actually have to. Go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No, I said yes is very stressful.
Sometimes I think we put too much pressure on ourselves around the holidays. We should be a little more realistic with ourselves and the situations. I remember doing that 1 year with my daughters. They were like, okay, where's our Christmas present? I said, you see the roof over your head? Merry Christmas.
Yes.
You know? Because it's interesting. I was also looking at somebody in the chat room had a question, but it was like a 3-question thing. Now I'm trying to figure out where she's at. said the question was, what should I know about regarding the University of Maryland College? I could tell you some things about Maryland College because I've actually been around that area. The journalism program. Brandon G. and Brandon G. and the other students in the journalism program. And then they said, thank you. I was like, thank you for the question. That's actually like three. Personally, when I look at the situation, yeah, I focus on the situation. Go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you, the reading before that you just did online, on air, that was really interesting.
Was it? So what do you think about what was said?
Well, how I view it was the guy is so insecure about himself, he is not ready to settle down. That's bottom line.
Right.
That's what it come by to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the person was looking at more of her concerns and trying to figure out his concerns,
mm-hmm.
which you made plain.
Right.
But, you know, the bottom line is he's not ready to be settled down.
Mm.
Obviously, if he's traveling and he doesn't want to go there, if he do go there, he's committed. And he doesn't want a commitment.
Well, if you guys could clarify. Yeah, because I was sitting there going, okay, could we clarify it as a selfish move? Because I was sitting there talking about the situation of manifestation, that two people manifested each other for a reason. So therefore, he has to take responsibility too. That he manifested her as much as he manifested him. So I was like, I want to slap the guy, to tell you the truth. Anyway, that's my personal opinion. Because I mean, I do a lot of relationship reading.
Well,
I'm pretty sure you do too, right?
Yes, I do. And it was kind of like she's fishing. But she keeps losing the fish. Every time she comes that close, it's like, you know?
Right.
That's what I got from it. It was very interesting, though.
Yes. And I think also the situation, she's learned a little bit from each situation, but she hasn't really taken it fully in and said, okay. Because, I mean, the bottom line of the situation is he's not good for her. And what what she wants to do is she wants something. She wants to have a real relationship. Well, the only way you can have a real relationship, realistically, is she has to focus on that relationship with herself. Because that's what manifested him. He's not taking responsibility for that. But...
Yes.
But,
and if she don't, I feel that it could be a very high transformation stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going in a circle. It's like a dog chasing its tail. That's exactly how I see it.
Never thought about that one. But I can see that.
What was that?
No, I never thought about it that way. But, yeah, I can see that. Because, I mean, you're right. It's like, you know, I was just thinking about that because I have a lot of people who call me. And all they keep focusing, I have a friend of mine that does this, where she'll send and go, does this guy love me? Does he care about me? We're separated right now. Does he think about me? Does he know how much I love him? If you listen to the conversation, it's all about her and her insecurities.
Yeah.
And I was sitting trying to see if that's...
That's exactly what they do. They chase their own tail, and they're so concerned about them that they're the ones that's blocked. They don't give the other person the chance to actually open up, to actually see the real person. They only see certain characteristics that they want to.
Yeah, because I was just in a situation where I met this girl I was really connected with, and I knew she was. It was just the conversations and stuff we had. I knew it was mutual on both sides, and then it was a situation of denouncing some things, you know, or just playing the gray area and playing neutral, not acknowledging it, but not denouncing it either. Just stuffed it in the middle, and then the situations happened where it was like finding out through Facebook that she's in a relationship supposedly. I can sit there and analyze the situation and say, okay, bullshit, she's not. I feel like it's a defensive move on her part. She did not deal with the situation, what was going on. But when I sit there and started looking at the situation, the only thing you can actually do to bring about any kind of changes in that situation is like the dog who's chasing his tail. The only way you can get on with his life is stop chasing his tail and start going forward again.
That's right.
And I saw this situation. I'm sitting there going, okay, at this moment, I have to ask the same question. I mean, you know, I was sitting talking to someone at my shop, and I said, you know something? Everything I focus on, everything that's good for me always comes to me. I don't have to chase after nothing. I said, hold on for a minute. Did I just answer a freaking question of my own and just solve a problem that I need to listen to myself as much as tell this person that they need to listen to themselves? So it was kind of like an eye-opener for a minute.
That's right,
but,
yeah.
But, yeah, that's what it was. It was the idea to go, okay, she's not good for me right at this moment, which means she's not looking at the truth. So I have to stick to, I have to, that's what I was telling my friend. Because she said, I got an email from her, my last, she, I got an email from her. And I said to her and said, all I did was respond to the email how I felt, since she's telling me how, she's telling me certain things, which was kind of confusing. Because she's sitting here saying, we're not close friends. I'm sorry about you finding out the relationship I'm in that's hurt you and that kind of stuff. So I just wrote back and said, I'm sorry. The relationship, news of the relationship didn't hurt me. You did, because she said she had implied that she didn't have room for that. And now here you are with somebody else. So it was just, here's a person, we have to sit here and look at the situation, lying to themselves. So all I was doing was being true to myself and speaking
that's
the truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my friend said, well, you shouldn't have said that. I'm like, how can people have any kind of realizations in their own lives if we lie to them, like they're lying to us? It's just going to be two dogs chasing their tails going, okay, is this ever going to change? When it's not, when someone has to take the responsibility of what just did create and put it out there. I'll tell my friend, it's like a lawyer. Lawyer walks into the freaking courtroom. He says things in front of the jury he's not supposed to say. So they wipe it from the record. But the one thing you can't wipe it from is that person's mind. So it's going to affect the outcome one way or the other. And we have to
that's
trust
true.
That. Yeah, we have to trust the truth will. And if it, and,
that's true.
And people sit there and say, hey, what if this doesn't happen? Okay, why even go there? That's not what you're focusing on. But, go ahead.
But, you know, like, I have many clients, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and around the day, coming to me. I would give a percentage of maybe 90 for relationships.
Yeah.
They all try to look at the other, but they don't look at themselves.
Mm, yeah.
You know, like, and they need to be true to themselves. That's exactly what they need to do. They need to sit down and figure out what they want for themselves. I see a lot of people who jump into first opportunity because of self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So low that they need somebody to love on them. The first, it's like love at first sight. What do he think about me? You know, and I get a lot of working. The partner is working and is really, you know, have a life, busy, you know, have priorities straight. And
right.
They're just sitting home thinking, okay, this guy, he won't answer my calls. He won't answer my texts. But once you look at it, okay, and you sit down and you analyze everything, if you're busy and you're out doing things with your kids and your phone is turned down, are you going to drop everything and just answer that phone for the person? But this is what a lot of the clients expect. You know,
mm-hmm.
when they call, oh, my God, he didn't answer, that means he doesn't care. But that's not in all
true.
Situations. If
no,
he didn't care, he wouldn't have responded back to you.
Well, that's what I was talking about, the idea with the email I got. Here's a girl who's emailing me back, who says we're not close friends, you know, and the idea, I'm sorry about the new relationship, and she emphasized a new relationship. I thought that was kind of funny. I'm sorry about my new relationship. I'm sort of going, okay, why would you have to emphasize? So we can sort of look at things like that. But those are just answers for ourselves to realize it is what it is. That's all it is. And the idea of having more faith in it and walk away. Because I was sitting there, the first thing that came to my mind was, okay, you're in a relationship, supposedly. And but we're not good, but we're not close friends. But here you are emailing me and saying you're sorry, and you're actually. Well, let's put it this way: she also said she's a very private person, and the reason we're not close is because I don't know everything about her. And I'm like, okay, the reason I look at it as a contradiction for one thing is she knows exactly what I do because she works at a metaphysical shop too. She's been around this stuff, and I think she's actually an excellent reader too. If she would just do it, but she has a tendency to put herself in the world. And she looks at the situation and saying, okay, I want to do this job because I got kids. Okay, so she does that. But at the same time, she's complaining about it. She's, okay, I like the job because I can help people, but I don't like being in a management position because I don't like that part. Not realizing if it continues, pretty soon that resentment is going to build, and it's going to be one of those things where you're going to be angry at yourself. So when you start looking at situations like people who compromise, you probably can trace it back to all, every part of their life of where they've compromised and, compromised. And that's why I was sitting. So I was looking at the situation going, okay, it's like we could sit here and say like, a lot of things, but one thing I did myself was look at the situation and step back and go, okay, what is she reflecting back, you know, what's she reflecting back at me about myself? And is that the idea of saying, okay, here's a person who's opened their heart, and then when they did, and there was a lot of realism that went with it, they kind of closed it down a little bit. So I had to say, look at the situation and go, okay, what can I learn from this? And that's why I like doing this show, because I can actually take all those little experiences and come back and help other people understand the situations they're going through and even get further into the whole thing, why it's so important to want to let go of it. Because when you let go of it, you're telling the universe, I'm open to receiving the changes I'm looking for. I'm open to receive. Because I always tell people, don't say you're ready. Because ready is like a button on a freaking machine that says ready, which means it's still in waiting mode. You don't want to be in waiting mode. You want to sit there and tell the universe, I get it. Progression is a constant. So the idea of me focusing on it too much, I start thinking about the possibilities that could happen, but they're all based on fear. What if this happens? What if that do? When you should be looking at the situation going, no, no, no. I got confidence, and if it's supposed to happen, it will.
That's right.
If it doesn't happen, that just means somebody else is better. It's coming too. My cards have been kind of ticking me off. Like I have some fairy cards, and they keep saying romantic partner. Romantic partner is coming in. Okay. Okay.
I felt that for you.
So I was sitting here looking at the situation going, look, I mean, I'll give you this too. What do you like being called, Lynn?
Lyndon. It doesn't matter. Okay. A lot of people refer to me as Lynn, like in the room as short Lynn.
That's what I'm asking you.
But yeah, no, it's, you can call me Lyndon. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm just asking you, Lyndon. Anyway, I'd like for you to come on the show as a co-host. You should think about that.
Yeah, sure.
Because you got some really great insight.
Like it's like a break away from work. I need to get back there. I spent a lot of time up there. And, you know,
that's what I do then. That's what
I
like.
You know, it's kind of, it gets mind-boggling after a while because you sit back and after each reading, it's like, really? Are they? Because, like, I had a client earlier.
Right.
And they want to know. And they point blank range came out and said, you know, should I break up with him or should I leave? And I tell them, listen, okay, I know I have a job to do, but I'm not here to tell you to break up with them or to leave, okay? That's not part of my work. The part of my work is you decide. You tell me what you want, and I will keep you on that path, okay? Whatever you choose, I will keep you within that path. But, you know, and they repeat and repeat, and it's like, to try to sink that into them is really hard.
It is, because I've had people call. I had a lady one night, I was there talking to her, and that's why I like this show, because see, I do the show, everything's free. There's no pressure on me.
Yeah.
You can sit there, and I've done this for people with cards, okay? If you're in the room and you're doing readings for people and you say, okay, I'm going to shuffle the cards, I want you to tell me when to stop shuffling. It's like, shuffle, stop. I'm like, whoa. Okay, but...
Yeah.
It's based on a fear. It's not based on how they felt. Because when we do readings, we're not just doing readings for people, but we're also helping them to actually reattach themselves, to sit there and understand that it's all about intuition. So when I'm shuffling the cards, I want you to intuitionally say, stop. Not because there's money, because I've actually called people on it too. I said, could you do me a favor? And they go, what's that? Stop thinking about the money.
That's
they go, oh, really? I said, yeah, focus on what you want. You want the answers. Realize one thing. Every time you spend money to get a reading with me, realistically, you're investing money in yourself because you want a change in your life.
That's right.
So I sit here and so this lady comes on.
It's a gift for a gift.
Right.
You know, that's how I see it.
Yeah, but I also tell people flat out, you're not paying for my gift. You're paying for my time because you see that I do have a gift and you feel comfortable and confident that I can help you. Because people sit and go, don't you feel bad that you're charging people for your gift? I'm like, Michael Jackson, he had no problem doing it. You know, I've seen very spiritual people who do that, and they don't realize what Michael Jackson does, what Elvis Presley did, what we do. is the idea of making a living because we're gifted in the process of
That's
taking
true.
Care of ourselves, which we were blessed to do in the first place. But in the process, we can help you if you listen. Because I had this one lady come in to me. She sat there and said, I said, it's all about you and the idea of what you can attract to you. And also the situation with this relationship, if it's supposed to happen, it's not the idea of reconnecting. It's the idea of continuing to keep moving forward and have the confidence that another opportunity will present itself, just like it did the first time. Because people don't understand when you meet people for the very first time and you have these great relationships, what happened? It was just your intention you put out there. You didn't call them 2 weeks ahead of time. Oh, but I'm a stranger right now, but you're going to meet me in 2 weeks. No, you didn't do that. You just set the intentions out. The universe aligned itself up. You met each other, and you had this phenomenal relationship.
Exactly.
So what you're trying to do in the idea of correcting the situation is to get back to that. When you were, I bet you anything, I swear, the time that you met this person, you were in a good place in your life, you're very comfortable, and your resistance was way down, where there was no resistance to anything, and then all this stuff just happened. The universe gave you exactly what you wanted. And here you are in a situation after falling in love with somebody, and you've lost that faith within yourself. Not that.
I think what the problem is with a lot of people, they don't understand the word love. They don't know what that is. I think that's bottom line. They think they're in love, but they don't know love.
No.
I have a major client that comes to me and he's like, well, I love her, but she's not giving me 100% back. But it's like, okay, you love this person. But when she's talking to somebody else, you have a different feeling to you. Yeah, you're right, he says. Well, you know what? That's not love, because if you love, you trust. And to me, that's not trusting. That's jealousy.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like that feeling that, you know, it's...
Yeah.
If you love somebody, they could be anywhere and you will feel it. You'll know that they're going to do right. But if you're always looking at a person that's going to be messing up, of course they're going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a child growing up being told they're stupid. Okay? They're going to grow up thinking they're stupid.
Ain't that the truth? I had an ex-wife who used to tell my youngest daughter that she had a learning disability just so she could collect a check. And I'm like, that's the cruelest thing you could do to her. Because she's a very intelligent woman, girl, and I was constantly trying to work with her all the time and say, you know, all this stuff that's going on, it's just not you. I said, you know, it's like trying to help her with that whole situation, trying to point that out. But it's also amazing when you work with other people. That's what I'm saying. They're always focusing. And my thing is, I keep telling myself, okay, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a psychiatrist or do you want to be a girlfriend? You can't be both. And the idea of the situation is you attract to this person and you guys are on the same page. Somewhere along the line, you're not on the same page anymore. And this is where we look at the situation about growing somebody. And the reason you've outgrown this person is because they refuse to learn from the reflection you're giving back at them. So you have a tendency to keep going on. Then they have a tendency to look at the situations when they start focusing on them. The biggest fear I've ever seen was a person reading a book, trying to improve on themselves. Okay, in the process of reading this book, doing the work for themselves, getting in a really good place with themselves, they manifested a situation and a person. But instead of embracing that, they decided to take their new knowledge and their new selves and go back to an old relationship. And people sit and look at the situation and go, well, you know, you're always talking about presenting new opportunities to meet each other. Maybe she just presented that opportunity. In the process of denouncing one in favor of the other, that's a choice to go backwards, not forward. Because the person who's good for that person is presenting themselves and being truthful. In the process of that truthful person, this other person's lying and moves back to another one. What do you think is going to happen in that situation? My God, everybody starts calling at one time.
That's right. You're right. And that's what I tell my clients. They're always looking behind, no matter what. They're always looking behind. And I tell them, okay, you're driving into a car. Okay. And, you know, you can only see so far in the dark with your headlights. Are you going to worry what is past that or behind you?
No.
You can worry what's behind you, but, you know, you're looking, you visually think about it, and you're looking in your rearview mirror. What's going to happen if you keep looking there? You're going to either end up in the drain or you're going to bump into a tar pool. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's a stop of your life. So what you need to do is tear off that rearview mirror and throw it away. You can't look back. You can't, because the past is the past. You can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. You have to look forward. Not too much forward, but to make you happy.
Yeah, it's like runners. The ones who actually... Yeah, it's like running. When you run, you know, say you're in trouble and there's someone chasing at you, I guarantee you'll get away and you'll win the less you look behind you. Because, I mean, realistically, you know what's there. You know what you just
That's
come
right.
from. Because I was... Yeah, what was it? Last night, we were talking about the ideal relationship as a bridge. We were sitting there talking about, okay, we got two people on either side of the bank, okay? So in order to get to each other, you have to build a bridge. So you build a bridge. You build your side, they build their side. And then you meet in the middle. And then you have this great, fantastic relationship. But not just a great, fantastic relationship. You've also created a bridge for other people to do the same. So you're also an example. And people don't want to be good examples anymore. They just want to sit there and go, wah. And they want to cry about it. But I also told about this one lady last night. I said, think about this. If you built your side of the river, built your side of the bridge, and the other person's only going halfway, what can you do? You can't do nothing. You can't go forward.
Right.
You don't want to go backwards. And realistically, do you have to go backwards? No, you don't. You finished your bridge. So therefore, what you need to focus on is the ideal. Who are you? And then this person can see you. It's a great reflection. They can see what you've done. They can see what you accomplished. It's the idea of helping people understand that a lot of times when people refuse to go any further, it's because that's intimidating. They don't understand.
Right.
So the person who doesn't see it for what it is intimidated by it. They don't realize that they're actually looking at themselves and what they can do too as well. Or it wouldn't have happened. It just wouldn't have happened. And that's what I'm saying. The manifestations in these relationships, we can use those for leverage. If you're together, I will sit here and clarify that. If you are together and you're having issues of what you can actually do in the context of being in the relationship, not these ones where everybody's trying to figure out a person because you're not together. Because I guarantee you, I heard this the other day, and I think this is true, the sooner you forget them, the sooner they come back. If they don't come
back.
Yeah. And it's like one of those things that people come back with their... Go ahead.
If you sit down and you think about it, and, you know, like things, just say me and my boyfriend just broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm all stressed out. I'm worried. I'm not going to get nobody else. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I end up finding somebody. Okay, he's a forgotten memory, the ex. But that's when he's going to be poking and prodding, you know, is when you find somebody else. And I see a lot of that in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is he calling me? He never called me. He broke my heart. Why is he calling me now? I want to get on with my life. Okay, well, you need to tell him that. You need to, you know, communicate. Communicate a lot more. You did then. You loved him then.
Yeah, because I have a problem right now where it's like everybody keeps telling me that this person who works at this store, I got a lot of advice and says, you need to go down there. You need to visit her. You need to, you know, keep the visual. And I'm sitting there going, are you giving me advice because that's what you feel I should do? Are you feeding into your own fears that you have to do something or nothing's going to happen? When actually the truth is, it's the other way around. Because that's like I was saying before, we got the bridge, we got this thing going on. And it's like realistically saying, what do you need to do next? You've done everything. You've done your side. You've done your work. And that's why I was sitting here looking at the situation going, okay, I believe in a situation, it has nothing to do with the lack of communication or anything goes along with it. It has to do with who you are. The essence of who you are is imprinted on that person. And it was the ideal. They have a tendency to think, okay, I know what I'm doing. It could be a selfish thing. I had a girlfriend who did that when she was like, I'm listening to my guides, but I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not realizing you're not listening to your guides. You hear them. You're not listening because you'd be following through. So you decide to walk away. And people do that. And it's like the same thing here. I was sitting there going, I feel that I should listen to my own guidance and says, there's nothing to do. It's the ideal that you need to focus on your career, your life, and who you are, which is what attracted her to you in the first place. And you've gotten away from that and try to figure out the situation. And it's, and I tell everybody, I understand where you're coming from because I get caught up in it too. There is that human side we have to confront with and deal with that we should put in place and say, okay, it's like my car. My, you know, I don't sit there and ask my car for advice, but here I am asking my body and listening to how I feel and the hurt I'm going through to dictate and make decisions for me. I don't ask my Mustang. I'm not going to ask me. So what I do is I listen to my guides and spirits, and angels are there for one reason, because I have a tendency to listen to the ego too much. So they're trying to basically balance things out by really getting me to listen to myself and what is my heart's desire. My heart's desire is to be loved, to be in a real good relationship. And at this moment with that person doesn't have a good relationship realistically with themselves. I have to look at the situation and walk away. But all these other people giving advice, we have to watch out for that too as well. That they have their own fears, but they also have their own motivations, their own motives.
That's why you need to invest into a horse.
Okay.
Yes, they
I'm
listen.
I'm not going to disagree. I like horses too. I've actually been going, it's kind of funny you say that too. I've been wanting to go horseback riding for a long time. And then I was informed, the reason I like unicorns so much is because that's my animal guide. I'm like, oh, okay. Now it makes a lot of sense, a lot of things and stuff like that. But in the process, I know for a fact that when I listen to my angels and guides, my life gets better. When I start listening to the ego, it just has a tendency to go down the other way. A lot of feeding into fear. Don't feel good about myself, you know. A lot of pain. Because I was sitting there talking about the situation about hurt and pain. And I was like, okay, it's great. People go, what? And yeah, because it's a realization, I know. And that's why I always... So I was sitting there going, okay, but I was trying to explain to people too. Does it mean realistically that I feel less about that person? Realistically, it doesn't. It's just an understanding.
No.
Yeah, it's an understanding and say, okay, this person is, in my eyes, in some sense of the word, is still an awesome, great person when she is embracing that. Because somebody asked me the other day, says, well, this girl has a tendency to be a little intimidated because you see right through her. And I said, I'm not seeing through her. I'm seeing her. So therefore, I was hoping, so me, by me saying what I said to her, by calling her a liar and saying, you're lying to yourself. So you there's nothing else you can do. If you're lying to yourself, the only thing you can do is lie to everybody else.
That's right. So
what I'm saying is, I'm just sitting there going, I'm going to stay truthful to myself and say, okay, this is what hurt me. It was a lie that you said. So therefore, it's just clarifying. And my friend, someone sat there and said, well, that was cruel and hurtful. No, it wasn't. It was never meant to be said in a revengeful or vindictive way. It was stating the truth and say, okay. And I even went on further and said, my sadness was I was looking forward to getting to know her because I was looking forward to getting to know that part of myself because of that interaction. And I said, the sad thing about it was, you're never going to know that part about you by not getting to know me. My friends were all writing, all my friends were writing this stuff down going, whoa, that's pretty good stuff, man. Can I write that down?
A lot of people know that the truth ain't always easy, okay? The truth do hurt at times.
Yeah, do you think it was easy to say that stuff?
It's, you know, and that's bottom line to that.
A
lot of people who get into these new relationships and think it's all good, there is never any Cinderella story, okay? Never. There will be ups and downs, and, you know, that's a part of a relationship. And if you're true to each other, I believe that it will work, right? It's what you want to deal with.
Well, I'm just saying, it's embracing.
If not, the relationship wouldn't have came together, because everything happens for a reason. I'm a true believer of that.
Yeah, so am I. So I was saying, that's why I was so freaking strong with the situation. I mean, it's like I said what I said. I spoke my mind. I told her flat out, we manifested each other. So, you know, the idea of embracing this whole thing was a special thing. I feel like every situation is a special thing. Of course, I believe what you say, too. Everything happens for a reason. So we have to look at those things, and they have to look at it, too, and say, why didn't I embrace that? Why would I?
Well, you know what? That's right. And it made you a stronger person inside.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. It was the ideal of sitting there saying those things that I said to her. I mean, when I first got the message, it was like the only thing I wrote back to her was, well, and that was it. You know, like, okay. And I thought about it for a minute, and I just kind of took a break and said, you know, I really want to say what I want to say. And I want to sit there and speak the truth, because I feel like this person needs to hear the truth. And that's all it was. It was just someone saying, okay, this is how I feel. It's because of what you said. Really put a pain, put a hurt on it, because I was under the assumption of one thing, and now I'm finding out a different thing. So I'm just saying, okay, this is what's happening. And you can say what you want to say, which they never did. But we can sit and go, okay, well, the reason I feel like she won't say anything is because it's like looking at a situation. If you deny it or say it's true, either way you go in that whole scenario, it must be a really touchy situation that they don't want to even go there.
Go there.
Even,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. To even acknowledge it. Because I sit here and said, I don't like the one thing that people say where they go, every good thing you desire comes to you. If it doesn't come to you, it was never meant to be yours. I'm like, I don't like that brick wall. I say life is progression, so I always say it's just not good for you right now. Doesn't mean it won't be. I feel like the more you work on yourself and put yourself in a really good place, gives it more of a possibility.
That's right.
I'm tired. Anyway, I was just going to ask you. I was going to bring a couple of people on. If you want to sit there and like give your insights on the situations, or just, you know, we do readings on here. I always tell
sure.
You know. So I was like, just give us some insights.
I ain't got my cards with me or my computer at hand, but go ahead.
Yeah, but you seem like you're very, very intuitive. Very.
Oh, yeah.
Very spiritual. I mean, shoot, the horse connection. I mean, that doesn't say that. Say, well, I don't know what it is. Because that's a spiritual connection in itself.
Yeah.
I mean, I could look at horses. We used to have a Shetland pony that bit me. But I'm not going to sit and look at that situation as a bad experience. It was just something that, it was just a horse.
a lot of the spiritual that, you know, everyone's like, oh, when did you start doing this? I was born with it, but I always had a love of horses, and then I saw the horse cruelty back in my hometown, so I kind of took them in and healed them and listened to them and got them to trust again. And to me, like, listening to relationships is like, I picture two horses, you know what I mean? Like, and that's just, they give me the spiritual, and then I'll go out and I'll work with them. That was my break, you know. I go and work with the horses and be like, oh, what do I say to them next? And it's like I could see them trusting again and smiling, and it made a whole impact. Horses made a really big impact on my life.
Yeah, right? Actually, what was it? I was just thinking, I think I rode my first horse. I think I was like 5 or 6, and we had neighbors that had these. Well, I was only 5 or 6, so horses looked huge to me at that time. But we used to have these neighbors, these girls used to ride their horses up and down our street. So we lived out in the country in a little small town. And one day they just kind of like come by and saw us and snatched us up and put us on the horses.
Yeah.
That was an experience and a half.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't recommend people going through a process of finding out their psychic ability like I did. So that was an intense drowning accident. And the whole thing was just like phenomenal, because it's like there's been a couple of times I've actually had a lady do Reiki on me once, and she was like picking up stuff. And when people start picking up things from me about that experience, I have a tendency to go back to it again to see if there's
something
else I can let go of. Which always guilt, you know?
Yes. Well, I totally understand, because I've been on life support and I've snubbed to death and stuff like that, and then that's what made me go full into this. So that's, you know, it's hard to look back at those times, but
yeah,
everyone thinks this job is real easy, but it's really not. It's not.
No, it's like this. I saw we had a discussion about this before, and I was like, people saying, oh, this must be great and fantastic. I said, really? Do you think the idea of a lady calling you up and telling you, and asking a question just like this, has said, I want you to tell me something right now so I won't kill myself? And I thought she was joking, and I said, well, thanks, no pressure there. And she's like, no, I'm serious. She goes, I got some morphine right here, and if you don't tell me something right now, I'm going to take this. What I didn't realize was she had already done it. So as
yeah,
I was talking to her on the phone, she died right there.
Yeah, I've had a few of those incidents come to me too, and they're not, like I said, it's not a pleasant job. And to give answers on the spot like that, you
mm-hmm.
know, you need to guide them in the right direction, not just give them bullshit answers.
Well, I did good.
That's how I believe in it.
Well, I did good at first, because a guy called me before then and said he's going to kill himself, you know, because his girlfriend left him because the family pushed her into going somewhere else. And I looked at the guy and I said, he said, I'm going to kill myself. I said, okay, go ahead. He goes, really? I said, yeah, but let me tell you something. You called me to get a psychic reading, right? He goes, yeah. I said, your girlfriend's coming back, but you're going to be dead. And he's like, oh, I never thought about that. You know, so I was good at that one. But when this, I mean, I didn't work for 3 days after that girl did what she did.
Yeah.
Because I was actually on a phone service. I was on a phone service. So I was no way I could actually know where she was. I didn't know how she was or anything. I had a friend of mine. I got a reading from my friend. And I said, I don't care what you do. You can even lie to me. But I need some kind of motivation to get back on the line. I need motivation to get back to doing what I was doing.
That's great.
But it was one of those things where it was intense. I mean, I've actually, it's like, we don't, how would you put this? It's trying to help people understand, too, that sometimes we get frustrated with this job because we do have the insights. And we give the information to the people, and then they sit there and you say, I want you to turn right. They turn left. And they people don't realize the ideal of, maybe it's the pressure we put on ourselves when we look at the situation and go, why did this person do this? And now they're going to come back.
How many times have you, sorry to cut you off there, but
no,
how many times have you had a client come to you and say, okay, what is your insight for me? And you tell them, and they do the opposite, and then they come back, you were right, I should have listened, da 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 da, and it's
yeah.
like, why did
what?
I waste my energy? That was
yeah.
my energy, you know?
Yeah.
But that happens.
But I also tell people, too, you know, psychics, we should also listen to the advice we give. We could save thousands of dollars on therapy because what we're giving to everybody else. Because I always believe when you're crossing paths with anyone or anything, it's a learning experience. So therefore, I started thinking about the situation of psychic abilities because we had this on the show, too. I was telling someone, I said, I'm tired of hearing psychics say they can't read themselves. Because here you are reading.
I know. I hate that line. If you can read, I believe. If you can read one person, you can
mm-hmm.
read anybody,
yeah,
including
you
yourself.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
read myself. But you want to know something? The problem with me reading myself is I'm in denial. I need a second opinion. But that's not saying
yeah.
I can't read myself.
Doesn't mean you can't get to a part where you will trust yourself unconditionally. Because when we talk to people all the time, and we keep saying, you need to trust yourself. You need to listen to yourself. And I'm sitting here going,
right.
hold up. If we keep saying to the other people, if we don't, I mean, we're a contradiction if we're not doing the same thing.
That's right.
I'm not going to bring
no.
this. Go ahead.
I'm like, yeah. When I do that, and I'll flip my cards for myself, and I'm like, oh, my cards are shit. And I'll throw
right.
it away. But I know, like, you know, what's the chances of my readings being wrong to all of these that are right?
Yeah, no, I understand. I've actually thrown decks away. You're not giving me the freaking answers I want, you know.
Yeah.
I realize I should listen to it. No, all I was going to say was I'm going to bring this person on. So if you
sure.
got any insights that you want, because it's actually a private caller, 111111, so there's no area code. I just want to sit here and say, you're on the air, welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Hi, Johnny. How are you? Hello.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. I wanted to ask you, I'm staying with my niece because I lost my job, and I want to see when you see a new job coming up and move. been very stressful living here with her.
I could imagine. She is... Well, you're right. She's difficult. I don't think I want to go into the ideals and the things she has a tendency to do. Because the first thing that came to me was she's taking on this position of being a parent. Does that make sense?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, how about you, Linda?
Yeah. Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, I'm just telling Donnie about where I'm staying. My niece, I've been here since the middle of August. I lost my home in July. I was living out of my car for about 3-4 weeks, and then I finally hooked up with my niece, my sister's daughter, and I was only supposed to stay here for a limited amount of time, but, you know, now it's going into much longer, so it there's a lot of tension. I mean, I don't want to be here, but I don't have anywhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
My kids are living back with their father, and I really want to live with my kids again. But I had a job for about 2 weeks, and then that fell through, and I'm so frustrated because I thought I was on my way out. I was starting to look for a new place to live. Then all of a sudden that fell through, and now I feel like I'm back to square one. And I know that they don't want me here, just by the way they act. I mean, they're not nice.
Okay.
You know, just...
Okay, I feel a lot of different emotions going through you, okay? First emotion that you're really gearing on is that they don't want you there. But bottom line is you're there, okay? If they didn't want you there, you would be on the street, okay? So you need to turn that to something positive. Maybe the tension, you're bringing negativity within their home, I do see, okay? So what you need to do is lighten up, work on yourself, okay? You need to start, because you're so down, you need to up, okay? So what you need to do, in my opinion, is that, you know, look around for a new job. Sit down. Think of what's most important to you, which I'm feeling is a job.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Okay. Yes, definitely.
So what you need to do is concentrate on the job. It's not going to be easy. Jobs don't come to you. Okay, you need to go to them. You might go through 10 different interviews before you find the right one. But that should not get your self-esteem down anymore. You need to look at it and say, well, I had the energy to go to this one today. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I do see that it will pick up for you. That's how I feel. What do you feel, Dawn?
First of all, call me Donnie. I'm very, very particular about that one, okay? But I'll say that because I have a dad. I'm a junior, so that's a little intense with me. But I'm not saying that you're being anything. I'm just specifying and saying, just try doing that. One thing I want to say, too, I was, like, talking to her, and I want to make sure I think I've talked to her before, but I wasn't sure. What is your name?
This is Lena from Florida.
Yes, okay. No, I knew you'd call before and we talked and that kind of thing. Situations.
Yeah, we spoke in the summer right before I lost my home.
Yeah, because wasn't it the idea we sit here and focus on the whole thing? I didn't think you were going to lose your home, right?
Yeah, I lost it. I felt I was living out of my car for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, the energy and stuff. It needs to be changed. I would agree with what she said with the idea of changing the energy within yourself, which changes the outer world. Because it's definitely a reflection of how you feel about yourself, what's going on. I was kind of curious about, you said this one job fell through. Exactly what happened there?
It just was a horror. I mean, I felt like a prisoner working there. And I think that's the way I feel living here. I feel like prison all the way around for some reason.
That's the thing I was going to say with her. The one I was sitting there saying the ideal is sitting there changing the situation within yourself because it's reflecting your outer world right now. Until you can change it within yourself, it's going to keep reflecting on the outer world. And I was listening to Lyndon talk about the ideal jobs don't come to you. And I was kind of like thinking about some of the things that have happened to me where they have. But it was like one of those things where I had to do something. It was an action. So it's like I'm not disagreeing with her because I was like I had an opportunity that came to me where I had taken someone's business card and put it in one of my spiritual books, and I didn't have a job for a minute. So my guys were like, go to your spiritual books. I didn't realize it wasn't saying go to the spiritual books and read the books. When I opened that book, the card fell out to this company, and I called it, and I had a job in 20 minutes. But see, even with the card falling in my lap, I agree with her what she said. Jobs don't come to you. You got to go to them. I had to take that card and physically go into the freaking front room and ask somebody else because I didn't have a phone either. So I had to get the courage to ask somebody to use their phone to call this company to get a job, which I had a job in 20 minutes. And I actually worked that night. So it can happen very quickly. But also my attitude was different too because I was focusing. And it was kind of funny. We work in these labor places down in Florida. And we used to have this guy named Joe, one of the negative guys I ever met in my whole freaking life. We were sitting at the tables waiting for them to send us out. You know, if you've ever been to one of those job labor places, you sit there, and sometimes you have a tendency to sit. And then they call you, and they send people out. And people always sit there going, I hope I get picked. Well, what I did was I used to take a spiritual book with me every morning, and I would sit there and read it, either a prayer or the book itself or just looking at new phrases to keep my consciousness clear and focus on positive. Well, here's Joe. It was kind of funny, too, because it was around the holiday season. And it was like, I think it was like a week or two before Christmas. And Joe was like saying, we're not going to get a job. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. Nobody's hiring, blah, blah, blah. I said, Joe, why don't you do me a favor? He goes, what? Go to another table. Now, some people thought I was being insensitive. But realistically, in the process of focusing on positive, of actually looking for positive outcomes, Joe was the one who was inflicting the pain. Okay, so I just sat there and decided I didn't want to hear it no more. Okay, Joe, if you want to complain, then go over there. I told him, that's what I said. I said, Joe, go to the negative table. This is the positive table. Because everybody I was talking to, when they first got there, they were kind of negative. So I would sit here and talk to these guys. I wasn't just reading the books. I was also practicing it. Positive energy brings around positive solutions. And I said, I guarantee we're going to be sitting here, Joe, and we're going to go out. No, 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 no. You're not going out because it's 2 weeks before Christmas, blah, 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 right? As soon as Joe leaves the table, I swear, as soon as Joe leaves the table and goes sits on a bench, they called us out to go work. So, you know.
I heard the story before.
You probably did. I like telling it. Anyway, I'm just saying, it's like looking at people and saying, you know something? I'm not just telling people good theories. I've lived this. When I got my freaking shop, I was told I would never have that shop because the city didn't recognize it as a retail space. And now I sit there doing readings. An impossibility became a reality. So it's the idea of taking these kind of situations and go, okay, if I can do that, you start thinking of what you can accomplish, not what you can't.
Not what you can't. That's right.
Yeah. Because you're sitting there thinking about the situation.
Oh, I did have a job. I mean, I did have a job for 2 weeks. So, I mean, I am able to get a job.
Well, just go back on the situation and ask yourself, what was you reflecting at that time, whether the job was only temporary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And try to correct your thinking on the situation and say, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. And just sit there and start focusing on the situation because even if you didn't learn anything from that situation at that time, you can still go back on it because it is a memory that you can still learn from. So try looking at that. I always tell people with relationships too. Go back on the last guy you was with. You didn't learn nothing? You still can because he's not the problem. He's the solution. He's the answer. Not within himself, but the reflection he gave back about yourself. Like I was sitting there looking at the one where it was like, I met a girl who was very, it sits there and changed a lot of things. But she was also trying to recreate. She said she wanted to change her life, but it was kind of funny how these people defend themselves. I want to change my life. And then you say something negative about it, or not really negative, you just kind of like make a statement of, yeah, you're right, it's really bad. All of a sudden they go into defense mode and try to justify why they got to live this life. They defend it. And I think some of us as psychics would get really confused. Okay, okay, you want to change your life, but here you are defending it. You have to give it up, let go. That's when we sit here and say, you need to let go of what you think you are, which is the ego, in favor of the spiritual part, and then see what happens. So it's like when you go home, try to focus on you are the only person who lives there. Realize that nobody's inflicting any pain on you. They're just being who they are. I'm saying it can't be painful. I'm just saying when you start realizing that's who they are, they're not really doing it on purpose. They can only act according to their perceptions of themselves. So if you look at the situation of wanting you to, maybe they don't want you there. I get the impression also with the situation, they're not really happy with themselves either.
Yes, that's true.
So what you say is, I want to be happy because I know if by feeling happy, I'll be out of here in 2 minutes.
I try and stay away from her because I feel like she's always so negative. I try and talk to her. I'm nice to her. I clean up her house. I just try so hard. I invite her to go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to go. I mean, I just feel like I try so hard and I can't seem to
stop trying.
Which is fun.
Stop trying this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I sit here and look at the lady. She's scared of getting close to you.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Well, she thinks you're trying to do it. Go ahead.
That's the problem that I was going to say. She's trying too hard to befriend, but you don't need to try.
Mm-hmm. I get the impression you've already, when you look at the situation already, I would look at it as seeds well planted. You don't need to do anything. This is like a relationship, isn't it? You know, you're starting to look at the situation, you're trying to figure her out. She's not too happy with herself. When you should be focusing on yourself and look at the situation itself. Because I get the impression the more you focus and work on yourself, and the ideal solutions will start coming to you. And I think that also with this particular person, I get the impression she will too, without you doing anything but working on yourself.
You said she doesn't want to get close to me. Why? Because she doesn't want to like me? Or she just... I haven't even seen my sister. My sister used to come around. And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden she stopped coming here and she stopped seeing me. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. You see, take a step back and look at what you're doing. As in you're focusing on everything else. Those mm-hmm. moments that you focus on, the sister's not here. You focus on why can't she do this and why will she do that. Those are times that you're taking away from yourself that could actually be a part of finding a solution that gets you out of there.
That's right. I agree.
Because I think, you know, in some sense of the word, this is your daughter?
No. This is my niece.
Yeah, she acts more like a daughter. Maybe it's just because my daughter has a tendency to be that way. Anyway. Plus, I have a tendency to have past lives kind of filter through, too. So there's been a relationship between you two before?
No, not for 7 years. Not for
okay.
a very long time.
Okay. So I'll take a deep breath. I'm going to relax and say, I'm not talking about this lifetime, sweetie. I'm talking about 2 lifetimes before.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying a past life is filtering through. What you need to do, what you really need is somebody to really help you with the situation and guidance and that kind of stuff. Okay? You really do. Because we can sit here and talk about it, but I think it's going to take more than just, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes on this show to actually sit here and focus on the situation you're doing. Because you really need some, you need to focus on your subconscious. There's some thoughts there of what you've been through with some of the situations and stuff where you're just not really feeling worthy, which has a tendency to keep you from obtaining the opportunities to get out of the situation. So it's like we do this before. Okay, what we do, from time to time, we have a tendency to donate services to one person, especially around the holiday season. And it's the ideal, not just because we used to give away 45-minute readings, but it came to the point where it was like some people just need guidance that might take more than 45 minutes. So it's the idea of the services, and it's also the work. It's very important. And with your situation, it would be really important. So it's the idea of, I'm taking out the information. I have no problem working with you. No fees. It's just the idea of work with you until you get past the situation. At least get you in a situation where you're in a job and in a different place. Because you need your sanctuary. And I could actually teach you how to get that sanctuary without leaving, but it would take a little bit. That is a lot of straining. And it was, right now, with everything's been going on, it would take a lot of energy and a lot of time. So take down the information. Call me tomorrow. We'll talk about it. And we'll sit there and arrange a schedule to get it done. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Do you need the information, or can you get it on your own?
I'll go to... what is the information? Do you want me
Let me ask you,
just go
are
to
you
the
in
website?
The chat room?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that would help then. I was going to put the information in the chat room. But I can give you the phone number.
You want me to say it? Just give me the number, and then play it back to the archives.
Okay. All you got to do is call 740-500-8863.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, because I remember speaking to you in the summer, and
mm-hmm.
like you said, you didn't really see me lose in my apartment, and I wound up living out of my car, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't have the money to I was like $3,000-$4,000 back on my rent. That place was so expensive. I wasn't happy there anyway, so
mm-hmm.
just the universe did me a favor, but
okay.
I mean, it was so scary living out of my car. I was doing probably the worst time of my whole life.
No problem. I mean, when I say no problem, just saying, I understand the situation. I think maybe the services should have been offered to you then, because it could have changed the outcome of that situation too. Because it's always about perception. Perception can either be a brick wall or a curtain. Depends on you. It can either work for you or work against you.
Yeah, very scary. I mean, I had no one to turn to, and I wrote my sister a letter after I didn't talk to me. I have not spoken to her in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Please help. So I was
okay.
lucky enough that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they did put me up. But it hasn't been easy.
Okay. Well, just give me a call tomorrow. Anytime.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, that was quick. Also, want to tell everybody else out there, too, if you actually wanted to get a private reading from me, please call me at 740-500-8863 or call me my private line at 719-344-8699 or go through my website and contact me, too. I always tell people, don't get intimidated by the prices on my website. I have private clients and everybody else. I guess everybody plays different. But if you're actually listening to this show, I like to give people a break. So when you go to the website, it's just basically for making it easier for you to make payment, not looking at the prices that are on there. Because I always tell people, don't let that intimidate you, even if you don't go through this show. Because I always tell people, if you're crossing paths with me, we're supposed to work, so we'll make it happen. And I can definitely work with your budget, so just sit there and tell me what it is. What can you do? And just be honest with yourself, and just do it. So contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And like I said, for the holidays, we got a special going on where it doesn't matter if it's a 90-minute reading, whatever it is, it's only $1 a minute. And the 90-minute sessions are usually for relationship and life coaching and also working with children, but we can also do past lives, whatever. I think past lives are really cool, too, because they're actually good therapy to find out why you have certain phobias and certain issues and that kind of stuff, but we can trace them back to past lives. So check that out, too. 75, what was it? I have no idea where I was going with that. How about you, Lyndon? I mean, do you want more business? I mean, if you want to give out information, you're more welcome to do so.
Well, I'm only on the website, Aranum.
Well, go ahead. Tell them who you are, and they can find you on Aranum.
I'm Lyndon. I work on Aranum. And you can find me there.
What do they call you on there? Is it like Psychic Lyndon?
No, it's just Lyndon.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure.
Just Lyndon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, contact her, guys. She's really good. I've actually seen her. She's helped a lot of people out, so she could help you out, too, as well. I was thinking about something, but I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, Oh, I was going to ask you about that, too, when I gave you out my phone number. Did you figure out the numbers I gave you when I was calling through a random?
That was so funny. Yes.
I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm going to give this.
I couldn't sign in, so, and I was typing as a guest to you, but I guess you got them blocked, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I couldn't get a hold of you, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so busy. So, yeah, there's a messenger. But I got it. I got the information all.
And yeah, because it's kind of funny on a random, because there's some days, depending what time of the night is, you can actually give out information, and then they don't block it. I don't know if the people are half asleep or what. Because I was sitting there saying, some girl goes, I like you. Okay, great. Then give me your phone number. I'll call you. And all of a sudden, there's this phone number going across. Because I was thinking they would block it out. So I was just, say it won't happen anyway.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of joking around, flirting around with somebody, and just doing the whole thing. And next thing you know, this number comes across, and I'm going, okay, that's not supposed to happen. Because I will admit that I met my ex-girlfriend through a random. She came into my chat room, and she gave me her Skype name. And every time she would put her Skype name in there, they would block it out. So what she did was she put it in there one letter at a time. So we finally got the whole thing going across. And I'm like, I should have thought about that, too. That was kind of a difficult kind of situation. I should have just left it alone, but we all learn, right?
Yeah.
Because people come on the freaking, me and April used to work together on the show, and we used to do a lot of things together as a couple, and she even came here, we lived together for a while. It was so funny, people come in the chat room and go, so how'd you meet her? I was like, I'm sorry, I can't tell you that. And they go, why not? Figure it out. There are certain things I cannot sit here and discuss in this freaking room. Because about 2 years ago, I met a girlfriend through there, too, that I actually dated in England. And she caused some problems. She said I was actually stalking her and stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm in the States right now. You're in London. I mean, no, you're in England. I don't think that's a possibility. And it was just the idea that it was a crazy situation.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things that sometimes I guess it was a learning experience that needed to go through. And I would sit here and say this. Three experiences. In each situation, I could see a progression on how I deal with it, about letting go, that I was actually able to, because I was telling everybody, you need to do this. You need to let go, just let go. And I always found myself where I felt like I had to do something. I don't know if it's because I'm a Taurus or what, where I felt like I had to do something or say something. There was some kind of magical word. And I think sometimes romantic movies can actually be a bad influence, because we always see the movies.
I know.
Yeah, somebody says something that strikes a nerve with the other person, and it just booms. My favorite movie, though, was Serendipity. The reason I like Serendipity so much is because at the end of the movie, when they finally just let go and lived their lives, that's when they found each other.
That's right.
And I was like, it was just like, because through the movie, he keeps doing these things, right? He sees the signs, and he thinks that he has to do something. When actually what the signs were saying, which because they reconnected in New York City, where he lived. And then she decided she needed to go there and do her own little thing. And it was just, realistically, it was one of those stories where they were with two other people, and it was more of a realization that the people they were with, they didn't want to be with. But not be with. It's just that that's not what they wanted to be in their lives. There was something about the situation that was kicking inside them to listen to. Because I think signs are signs. But they're not always really prompting us to do something. I keep saying 1-1-2-2-2 all the time. I focus on certain situations. I focus to put my intentions out there. And I start seeing the signs. Now, it took me a while to sit here and get it through my head and to just let things go. And to realize the signs were just telling me I'm the right path. And the reason I knew I was going on the right path and going in the right direction, because I kept on seeing the signs. Now, I get frustrated like everybody else. Okay, I keep seeing 1-2-2. I was kind of baffled there for a while because the last 2 weeks I've been doing a lot of readings for Geminis and people who had the birthday April and then the number 26. But I think sometimes when we have these situations that are happening too, that the reason we don't get any more insights in the whole thing because we have to live those experiences very spontaneous to learn. So in the process of trying to figure everything out, we're actually working against ourselves. Yeah. All right. I think we lost Lyndon. Well, let's hope she comes back. I'll sit here and see what's up. So let's go on to our next caller. I'm trying to figure this. Man, I swear. Have you ever been in one of those situations where you can't figure out something? So then you realize you're not supposed to. So you have to let it go. Try it. Live it. It'll be okay. Let's go on to our next caller, 215. Area code. Welcome to the show. And how are you? And what's your name?
Hi, I'm Jackie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm trying to send a message to somebody. Yeah, I was going to tell... I'm trying to tell her she can use Skype to call back in because her phone died. I mean, personally, I think this person, I think Lyndon is a really, could be a really good asset to the show because she's not like, we used to have Dee on, and she, I was sitting there saying, okay, what do you think, Dee? And she's like, I agree. I was like, okay, I'd like to have somebody come back, even if they don't agree with me, with their own opinions and how they really feel.
Right.
What's your name?
Jackie.
Okay, Jackie, where are you calling from? Where is 215?
Well, I'm calling from Delaware. That's actually a Pennsylvania number, but...
You're calling from Calgary? That's in Canada. No, that's not Calgary. Where's that at?
No, I'm calling from Delaware.
Delaware. Delaware what? Talking about the state of Delaware?
The state of Delaware.
Okay. Like I always tell people before when they say Delaware, I always ask the question because my daughter used to live in Delaware, Ohio.
Okay.
So how can we help you tonight?
I'm just wondering about my career situation, my work situation.
You're calling about your work situation?
Yeah, I was out of work for a year.
Uh-huh.
And 5 months ago, I did get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for the job. I'm grateful that I'm getting paid and have benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really resonating with me. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is, you know, a long-term thing or not.
Okay. Well, look at the situation. You really get a really strong impression with that. You're not quite where you really want to be at.
Right.
And it resonating with the job itself. And then you... It's really resonating with you, too. Almost like you get the impression that you feel like you should be somewhere else or further along.
Exactly. I'm actually thinking about going back to school, finishing my master's degree.
I get the impression that school would be the best thing for you to do right now because I would sit here and even say with the cards, would say going back to school would be a good thing right now.
Is it a good thing?
A good direction. It can actually work out in the situation, too, a little bit, especially with financially, putting you in a situation where you can take care of yourself with money you can get. At the same time, you can still be pursuing some personal pursuits. That's why he's coming across. I'm trying to put that the right way. What's that freaking out? I want to sit there and go, I was actually thinking about asking you to hold on, the idea of playing some music so I could actually, I mean, I've been on the air for almost 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
So it was the ideal that there are certain things, we'll be discreet, that happens in 2 hours if you don't take care of it. Anyway, but I think I can hold out. Because I was also saying, too, with the situation of all the things falling into place, we have 56 minutes left in the show, so we have plenty of time. So if anybody wants to call in, 646-721-9031. If we get a lot of callers in there, we will stay over. I'm just saying the people that are in the chat room, once we go into recording mode, where all we're doing is recording, we're no longer on the air, we'll still be taking questions, but only in the queue, because once that happens, you can't hear us in the chat room. So it's not the idea of having problems or something like that. It just, for some reason, with being here on Block Talk Radio, you can't do that. Okay, so when we do that, it's great. see. That's kind of, I'm just focusing on you, but I'm sort of trying to type some stuff too. See how I deal, going back and forth and just, I really feel like the situation of focusing on yourself would help a lot too. What do you really want to do? I've had this all day, to tell you the truth. Where it's just a lot of things with situations of people wanting to change things, when all the first thing that comes up is the idea of changing within oneself.
Uh-huh.
And then, that's the thing I get the most.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were talking earlier. I thought she was listening earlier when I was telling the lady that I was going to, you know, basically help her out with, you know, with the ideal services and that kind of stuff. And realistically, I can only do that with one person, or, you know, once a month, actually once in 2 months, because it's really, how do I put this? It's like I got so much stuff going on right now. That the situation, that kind of stuff. But I just feel like some of the things that are going on with you that. But it was just the thing about the situation, really, of finding. I was trying to figure out if there were some books I could actually do. Hold on, I'm trying to. Because I was trying to sit here and do the thing. What can we focus on the most to help you understand? There was this book I had, but I can't remember the name of it, but I just gave it away. Anyway. All right. Whew, I got a headache. I think it's a book by Debbie Ford. It's called The 21-Day Consciousness Cleaner.
Oh.
Mhm. And it's a good book. Sometimes I tell people books are like relationships, and relationships are like books, because a lot of us have a tendency when we read books, especially with books obtaining information and learning stuff, right? That a lot of times you get in the book, you read it, and you just a lot of things, and then when you're done with it, you have a tendency to put the book away. You let it go just that easily. And a lot of times relationships are just like that. Learning about oneself, once you learned what you needed to learn from that person, it's not the idea of discarding them. It's just realizing two people need to go in two different paths, two different directions to actually keep growing. Or even the idea of sitting down and reevaluating the whole thing, where you guys could actually become another book on a different level completely. Because a lot of times people get caught up in patterns, and they start judging things because of where they've been and the relationships they've gone through, not realizing if you've made any kind of statements in your mind that you want something totally different. Just sit here and look at a situation that's presented itself as something you don't recognize, that you don't understand. It's because you're supposed to try and open yourself up, or just open yourself up, learn. Because it's something you ask for. You know, you feel like you need a major change. That's what you need to do with yourself, too. You want a major change. I'm just saying, with the situation going to school, it gives you the freedom as you're going to school, realistically, to ponder on what you really want to do as a career, and everything else goes along with it.
Right.
So, I mean, the very first thing that came to me, I could see it without even pulling my cards out. I have a card in here that talks about that. Stop procrastinating. It's going to be a complex decision. You know, the need to do more research before you make that move too as well. But I still think you need to make the move. But I think by doing the research, that just helps you, okay? And when you look at the situation realistically, you're coming into your own. You need to continue to move forward. Because you've got this really strong prompting to do so. It's just the idea of discarding the job. But you have this situation where you have this sense of security within yourself too. Also a strong sense of responsibility. Mm-hmm. But you have to take it back to the source. You got to be responsible for yourself. The more you be responsible, take care of the things that you know you need to do, and go, and you get this prompting to go to school. So you need to honor that. So you sit here and look at the situation, pulling the cards out, and they say, you need to honor your commitments. Okay. What that means is the commitment to yourself, to commit to you. The more you commit to your, because actually the more you do these things, I mean, we've had people do this before. They raise their kids, do the whole thing, and give up careers and all kinds of stuff because they said, well, my kids are more important. But isn't the ideal of being a complete person to yourself, of actually utilizing your gifts and talents to give them a good example of what they can also do with themselves?
Yes.
So you see, it's like, I guess, that one term, killing two birds with one stone. Don't you wish you were that good? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
I hate that term, though.
But, you know, I'm just saying, I guess we could use it a different way. It's just the ideal of conquering two goals with one solution. How's that?
I like that better.
There you go. Because we were sitting there looking at the other day talking about life's a bowl of cherries. And then they talk about life is the pit. And I said, well, look at the situation like this. Life is a bowl of cherries. And then when you get down the cherries, then all you have is the pits left. And people go, well, that's the pits. When actually those are just realizations of things you didn't need in the first place. You utilize all the good. So what do you do with them? You just discard them. You don't even think about it. So it's
right.
The idea of trying to do the same thing with your life right now, the idea of realizing what is really important, what contributes to your happiness and what doesn't. And we're learning how to let go of the one things that don't.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard, especially when it comes down to the point of people. But sometimes in situations and making decisions like that, all you're really helping people to do is to continue down their path. Because a lot of times people get comfortable and they hang on. Okay? And then you start realizing this person's not good for me. More likely they're not good for themselves either. So you're just setting things right. But realizing that within yourself, you cut them loose because they couldn't make the decision themselves. Or a mutual thing. I guess you say mutual thing, right? So you can see how the thing works.
Right. In fact, I have a situation like that right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's constantly, she's lied to me and constantly, you know, strings me along on various things and doesn't come through and doesn't even feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why do I even want her in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I don't know why.
That's why I was saying it before. That's why that subject came up. So I was trying to bring it up first so you can see it. And that it's like asking yourself, are you comfortable even talking about it? And I guess you are. So when you look at the situation, you're also comfortable in a situation of a decision that you've already made that you need to follow through with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a friend of mine once. I used to play music. I used to be a singer. And I still sing and do everything else like as that as well. But I'm just saying, the thing was, I thought, I've been told over and over again. That's why I even started singing. I put bands together, and we'd always have trouble finding singers. So my friend, who was a guitar player, suggested that I do the singing part. So I said, okay, no problem. Well, there was some conflicts here and there and that kind of stuff, like they're always in music. And I got an audition with one of the number one bands in the area. And I was going to audition for these people, right? And it was kind of funny how people can put that impression in your mind that kind of kills even an opportunity. That my friend, as I thought was my friend, came to me, and I'm sitting there talking about getting this audition with this band, right? And he's got this attitude. I'm like, okay, what's wrong with you? Don't you think I can sing? He says, no, I don't. Okay. But if I would have looked at the situation of how arrogant he was, not confident, but arrogant, I wouldn't have let that thought affect me. But it was like the idea, like I've always said before, it wasn't him that hurt me. It was the idea of the realization he wasn't my friend. So I had to make a decision, and I went to go see him a couple times, but he wasn't like my priority friend, where you know you make time to go see him and have a good time with that kind of stuff. But it's like the ideal, the situation. That's why those people need to be X'd out of our lives, because of what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to be successful. And more than likely, when people say those things or do things, they're not really successful in their lives. If you can't tap into who you are spiritually, then you can't love. Because you're always going to be on the guard. So you, when you look at...
I'm just
saying, what's your situation with your friend? Your friend reflects back at you how spiritual you are because you see those things. But she's not obligated to feel anything on what she does towards you. But like you, but what you're saying is you feel like there should be some kind of reaction out of her just to have some kind of remorse for the things she's done. And she doesn't do that.
Mm-mm.
So she's not in a good place in her life where she can even admit to the whole thing that she, what she's doing and how much it's really hurting her. So the only conclusion you can come up with the situation, what you need to do, that's what I was saying before. The answer is pretty clear. It's like looking at the swords card and going, got to cut something loose. Everything you cut, every time you cut something loose, at that moment, is that good for you? You open up another, sometimes it depends on the situation, it could be two or three, even four new doorways, new doors to open up for more prosperity and abundance in your life.
Uh-huh.
And with them not listening to themselves, they would probably have the same opportunities, but they just shut those doors. That's why you sit in a situation saying, when a person does these things, we have to sit here and separate ourselves and detach, because we have to realize they're not really doing anything to us. They're basically denying themselves. Well, an experience by knowing us, which means they'll get to know themselves even more. Tap into that spirit to be more loving people. So when we sit there and look at the situation, the only conclusion you can come up with is to accept yourself for who you are, which means, and we hate to say the word, but it means you are, in some ways, you've outgrown her. Some people say, you know, you're above her. You can never be above or low, below anybody, because we're all spiritual human beings. The experiences that we go through in life tells us how we perceive ourselves, as worthy or unworthy. But that's nobody else's determination. But it's amazing how we do that. Society's basically dictated that to us. That's why I always tell people, what are you going to do right now? You're going to let the world dictate your success? Or are you going to dictate your success? Because we are manifesting things every freaking day, unintentionally or unintentionally. So it's like, what are you going to do? Intentions, don't just say intentions. It's like this. You put your intentions out, and you let it go. Think about that. When you say that, here's my intention. I let it go. What that means, you just send it. You're basically sending it out to the universe. So the universe says, hey, since you delivered it, we can answer you. But as long as you hang on to lifetime, as long as you hang on to this life that you have right now, you're kind of killing those opportunities coming in. So it's like the idea of opening up and tell the universe, okay, I'm ready to receive, and then. Or no, I'm sorry. I say you don't do that because you're still waiting. And you say open to receive. When you sit there and say that, the universe is like, okay, this person's ready for those. And then pay attention. Keep your eyes wide open for that first opportunity, because it's going to lead to a bunch of others.
Uh-huh.
Go. Could be so easy. If you want to, you can call my daughter. She'll tell you all about it. I think she's still going to college. She's been going to college for the last 6 years. Anyway. Not to be mean or nothing. I mean, she's a very intelligent, wise woman. You know, it's one of those situations where you look at somebody and you're just very proud of her.
Uh-huh.
She keeps doing things and keeps going over in that kind of thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I wish she would just take it and use it. But then again, that's up to her. When she's going to get that courage to go, okay. And I see that a lot of things that she does, you can see how... It's actually changed her in a positive way where it does affect her life. And I think we need to do that. So you look at the situations you're going through and look at all the things that have affected your life in a positive way to get you this point. Even your friend who's very, I don't know, anal, if that's what you want to use it as. Even her experiences has actually had an influence on you to utilize and do what you want to do.
Uh-huh.
So do it. So what do you think? Hello?
I'm sorry.
I said, so what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I think I do need to, you know, sever that relationship.
Yes, I look at the situation of severing a relationship. And then by severing that relationship, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt what you got to do, as in going to school and stuff. It might sound crazy, but it could be one block that you clear out that could actually open up more opportunities to make the schooling thing more smoother. And even the idea of knowing exactly what you're going to do.
I have no idea what I want to be when I grow up.
Well, I sit there and say, take about 15 minutes in the morning, meditate, really connect with yourself.
Uh-huh.
Connect with your angels and ask that question. There's actually a really good book called Archangels and Ascended Masters by Doreen Virtue. In the back of the book, there's actually certain invocations of working with archangels, angels, and ascended masters to actually connect and be open to hearing what is your life purpose, when you can actually embrace it.
I think I actually have that book.
If you look in the back, it's one of the ones they utilize, the ones together. I think it's in the, after you've gone through all the explanations of all the archangels and ascended masters. And you go back, and they have little sections in the back of the book. And it's called, the one is, I think it's called Finding Your Life Purpose. There's actually one in there, too, how to connect more with your spiritually, with your psychic ability of your third eye, too, as well. Utilizing crystals and archangels. Oh, what was it? The other one.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at that book again.
And if you ever get a chance to sit down and the idea of doing private readings with me, right now it's like the holiday season, so it's like whatever you got, just bring it and we do it. Take care of the situation just as easy as that. Like I said, we got a great holiday special, $1 a minute. You know.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't realize with that kind of offer, you could also get a 10-minute reading if you want for $10. It's amazing what you can do with 10 minutes. I've actually been on a random, and I'm so surprised. I think I'm doing a long reading, right? I go check my stats. I'm going, that was only 5 minutes. It's amazing what you can actually give out in 5 minutes. So what I started doing was trying to do readings in a situation of practicing what I preach and the idea of listening to the very first thing that comes through and realizing that's always the answer. So I was started doing readings for people, and I was able to actually answer 6 questions in 4 minutes.
Wow.
And the next few people are going, you should check this guy out, man. Because we actually went back and checked the stats. I actually answered 4 questions in 1.23 minutes.
Oh.
And it was just the ideal of listening exclusively as the information came through. Very just listening, take it for what it is, pass it on, and move on.
Uh-huh.
We could all use this for ourselves. It'd be great to listen to ourselves and realize, how can I stop second-guessing myself? Stop second-guessing yourself? Huh? Try it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Just give me a call. I'll be glad to sit down and work with you, whatever you got going on. Believe me, I've been reading wild things. I've actually had people send me pizzas.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Oh, you too. And you have a great night. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, just go to our next caller, which is area code 802.
Oh, that's me. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in the past, like, year and a half, I've gone to about 2 different mediums, and they're really into the whole angel and, you know, spiritual thing, which is kind of fine, but it's never really been my thing. And they both kind of told me stuff that's pretty vague. And I've been pretty ill the past few years. I'm 31 years old. And I kind of just want someone to be pretty honest with me. I want to know, am I going to, you know, accomplish what I want with my life? Am I going to live someplace nice? Am I going to, you know, and it's almost like
mm-hmm.
they kind of go easy on me because I'm, you know, legally disabled. And
really? So smack in the shit? Okay, I got you. I can do that. Anyway, that was a little too blunt, right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I can hear what you're saying.
Oh, what I said was, so what you're looking for is someone to look past your disability and smack the shit out of you and say it's time to get buckled down and do some work?
Well, yeah, or just tell me, like, what's
so you've
the store,
actually, right?
You know?
So you've actually talked to people who have a tendency to be a little bit easier on you because of your disability.
Yeah, or, you know, they'll tell me I'm going to end up, you know, here in some, you know, nice place. And I'm like, well, that sounds nice. But, I mean, I've traveled a lot, you know, before I got really sick and lived all over the place. But, it tells me, sorry, it's frustrating.
No, it's okay. I'm just saying, you say you're sick. I'm just
wanting
to know, I mean, people say, well, you should know that. I say, I'm having a nice conversation with somebody, so I guess I have the right to ask those questions. So I just want to know what's up. What is wrong with you? What is the disease? What's going on?
I have fibromyalgia.
And what is that? Is that the one where you have all this pain going on?
Yeah, chronic pain condition. Some days I can't even get out of bed. I'm on lots of medications. I mean, before that, I tried, you know, lots of holistic stuff. I mean, tried raw food diet. I take tons of supplements. I do everything I can to keep myself as healthy as possible.
Yeah, but the one thing I keep getting the most is the idea of perception. Because it's like, have you had this your whole life?
Yeah, well, I started off with celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease, which went undiagnosed, so that turned into fibro, which I started to come out when I was in high school, and
mm-hmm.
I'm 31 now. So, I mean, it came to the point a couple years ago where I had to decide for myself that I couldn't work anymore, which is a hard decision.
Mm-hmm. I've always had one thing about focusing on the ideal pain and the ideal how it can be traced back to a past life experience of pain itself is a physical ailment that's been created by a spiritual imbalance. Because it's amazing how, and the reason I say this is because I've done and worked and seen healings. And it's amazing how we hang on to certain things because we don't think we can do that with those, but we can heal everything else. And some of the things I've seen is the process of, like, for example, my daughter, she broke her finger. I healed her finger in 5 seconds. Okay? When you start seeing things like that, there is this thing called quantum healing. You ever heard of it?
No.
So actually, you go on Amazon.com. There's actually 3 books. And what it is, it's a transfer of energy. But it also tells you how to transfer energy. It also talks about the idea of invoking energy around you and the idea of healing your own body. It can be a little hard sometimes because healing's, it's like Jesus. Jesus was easy at healing people because he was a perfect example. So when he touched people, their body actually was able to tap into something perfect to actually heal itself. So the faith that went back and forth between the two was able to do that. Okay, I'm not saying you have any lack of faith within yourself. I'm just saying that was the first thing that came to mind was the idea of quantum healing. I've seen some really amazing things that have happened with the process of people knowing how to do that. But I've also did the same thing with myself. I actually took the same techniques. I broke a tooth in the back of my jaw. It was very painful. And I just felt like, okay, this is how we can do this. So I took the energy. I started channeling energy from the ground up to the tip of my head down to my hands. And I did this for 3 hours, running energy into my jaw. Okay? All of a sudden, the place where my tooth was tightened up like a rope. And it's never hurt since. And I have not gone to a dentist to get it fixed or anything. And I have no problems with it. And it's still pretty bad, as in what it presents itself to be, but at the same time, not allowing oneself to be pulled into what pain is. Because even scientists, when they sit there and trace what pain is, you really can't find the source of it. It's almost like the body has a way of sometimes overcompensating. the first thing that came to me was this quantum healing could actually heal your body, but it's like the idea of correcting an imbalance within yourself.
Okay.
Seriously. It's one of those situations I always tell people, you want to sit and work over the whole thing? I got the 3 books myself. Can we give you your address? I'll mail the books to you.
Okay.
Because I'm starting to look at this. I'm saying, if you go on Amazon.com and get these books, how much did I pay for these things? I don't think it was... I'm thinking. It's been a while since I've had these books for a while. I keep reading them. And to me, sometimes when I read books, it just kind of reaffirms some things I already know. I don't know why I know, but I just do. So when I sit and do healings and stuff with people and that kind of stuff, it's just the idea of transferring energy. And a lot of times, a lot of healings don't work for people because they just have that lack of belief in themselves, that they block it from happening. You're healing their bodies, but they just can't get that perception in their minds that they can have a perfect body. Okay? So that's the hardest thing you have to do to yourself. You have to ask yourself, where's my perception at right now? Where's my freaking perception? And be honest with yourself and say, okay, I've dealt with this. Is this really a disease that could be hereditary? Or is it just hereditary thinking because people have been basically more reinforcing the disease instead of denouncing it, which is what they should have been doing, as about being real? It is a difference. It's amazing how people consider and say, doctors are the one. See, we have a tendency to believe doctors beyond a shadow of a doubt. Not realizing that they have a tendency to say, well, you can't really cure this. So take this pill. Or all those other stuff.
Many years I avoided doing that. I mean, I've tried energy healing. I still do that. My mother does Reiki, and she does that for me. I mean, I do, and I want to, to have this happen, but I mean...
I'm just saying, I was reading things.
Like a body going from, it's not like overnight, it was like pain. It went, slowly.
But also you can do the same thing in reverse too, which would probably take about the same kind of timing to go in reverse instead of going forward. Hey, they've such improved that healings and certain things of focusing on frequencies. I've actually, basically rearranged DNA and corrected it, okay? If you can get down to that kind of source, down to your DNA, then everything else that goes on the surface, which is created because of our DNA, would change accordingly too. Ugh. Why is it so hard to talk tonight? Anyway.
Pat, what do scientists feel about you saying that you can rearrange your DNA with your mind?
Well, it depends what scientists we talk to.
I'm not saying like a Christian scientist. I'm saying like a,
We don't want to even talk about the Christian scientists. But
no, I'm just saying.
Christian scientists have this.
I wouldn't have called you unless I thought that you would give me great advice and.
Mm-hmm. No,
but
it's not just about.
I mean, it's not just pain. There's so much more that goes on with it, but it's not just about that. I want to know, I don't know how much you know about the future or how much you know about what is coming in my life, and I know it's not all set in stone.
Right. If we got this kind of information coming through, these are solutions on how to create the ideal, the things that you want. And some of the people you've been talking to are intimidated by you. Not that they're taking it easy on you. They're just intimidated by you. That they don't want to sit there and tell you something that might not be true, not realizing the process. It's more of a problem with themselves than anything else which came up to the surface. Okay? So you're like a realization to them. I don't know if they took it in or not. That doesn't really matter in this situation anyway. But I'm just saying, when I sit here looking at the situation and someone keeps coming to me all the time and saying, well, this is what you need to do. The first thing that came up was quantum healing. And actually with the books and other things I've read about quantum healing, they actually can intensify working with angels, guides, Reiki, healing, and everything else that goes along with it. And it's a very easy technique, and it's just the idea of breathing. A lot of times we have a tendency to create imbalances in our lives because of the lack of breathing. Now realize we're basically denying our bodies of life. When we do readings, I've seen working with people who do psychic work, when they do breathing exercises, their perception and their insight's a whole lot better.
Is it possible to do it without, you know, the angels and God? I mean, is there a way to just, like, focus and, I mean, yeah. is it like, the type where you kind of, like, lay down and you kind of just try to, you know, control your body and try to rearrange stuff with your mind? Because I have one of those minds that I'm so easily distracted. My mind races all the time. And
okay.
It's just, I want to be able to do something like that.
Okay, well, the one thing it says in quantum healing is it doesn't matter about your belief. It still works. It's just the transfer of energy to you to the place where you need to take it to. You're also going to realize that if you're going to do it for yourself, then the process usually takes a little bit longer because you're actually using your pattern, your human self, to actually heal and correct that whole thing. So it's one of those situations if you can find somebody.
So anybody could do this with cancer? I mean, what about like HIV, like something like that? I mean, is it only so far that it can go? Or, I mean, can everybody, you know, accomplish?
Well, I saw a guy
who
had a problem with his gallbladder, and they told me it was going to have to be surgically removed. This guy did quantum healing on him, and he's never had a problem with it since.
I had my gallbladder taken out.
Well, if you could have got a hold of you sooner.
Well, I'm kind of glad it's gone, but yeah, it would have been nice to have avoided all that pain.
Think about the book.
So before I go, so you're saying before I even try to figure out what to, you know, what's going to happen with the rest of my life, I guess it's a matter of like a fork. I could either go on with the pain and try to do stuff, or I could try this and then see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess you could say a fork in the road. Which one are we going to go with? I feel like you've come to the fork because you're looking for a decision and a different direction to go into.
Yeah.
Because you got to a point where you're tired of it and you finally give it to the other world, which is really, it's been they've done nothing but
an even darker road, which, you know, can cross the mind once in a while. So,
because everybody around you basically is just embrace the disease. I heard a lady say this on television one day too, and she died. And I was like, you know, something was too bad. Someone couldn't have got to her in a different way. Instead of trying to work with her to accept it, but to also accept that she's a perfect person. So therefore, she could have actually cured herself. There was a guy up here. He's like gone through cancer like 3 times. I haven't seen him since, but he went down and found these one CDs. I think it was Hemisync CDs. And they do have a series on cancer, curing cancer and that kind of stuff, about using the mind, changing things. Because it's like they found that, like with quantum healing, if you read the books too, you'll find out one thing. The body is basically designed to heal itself. And what works against it is the perception of the person who obtains it.
Yeah. And negativity, which I have a problem with.
Yeah, so it's like you can sit and say, okay, it's also a way of connecting to have a more belief in the things that you don't believe in some sense, or the angels, God, that kind of stuff. Because it does talk about chakras, doesn't it? And everybody knows about the 7 chakras.
Yeah, I'm into that. Yes, I'm into that.
That's true too, sweetie, but it also talks about your 9th, 10th, and 11th, 12th chakra, and also the 8th chakra. The 8th chakra is below your feet. This is what it's a way of grounding, so you can actually connect with the astral plane, but also probable realities, seeing past the illusion. And then we have the 9th one, which is above your crown chakra, which is the one that connects you to your higher self. And then as you go higher up, you got 10th, 11th, and the 12th, of opening things up. I noticed when I started working with those chakras, the idea that I could feel the energy in my hands increase, and the idea of a lot of other things in my body too, and the idea of people look at me and how old I am, and they sit and look at before I told them how old I was, they couldn't perceive that in their minds because of the way I just have a tendency to have this perception of being like a 25 or 26 year old, where I just go and do what I got to do,
mm-hmm.
and looking for solutions, working out the whole thing, you know, those kind of things. But it's perception. But it was kind of funny how you worked with these chakras, and it actually makes it simple, where you just take all the chakras, even the 7, take all the chakras and just start spinning them. in the same direction, getting everything going.
Uh-huh.
And then just by taking the notion to connect with your chakras to get them spinning is another way of reconnecting with yourself.
Do they have, for the quantum healing, you said they have books, do they have something to listen to?
Yeah.
Like a meditation kind of, like laying down, listening to it,
mm-hmm.
focusing on it like that. But I was also wondering, I mean, how much do they talk about, like, angels and God? And, I mean, I've never felt God, and it's so that kind of distracts me from what
the folks do. Okay, in the book that I read, what it says when you're working with the 9th, 10th, 11th chakras, these are ways of, it talks about the 12th one is, this is your relationship with God. It doesn't classify what that relationship is. That's up to you and how you want to see it. And they talk about the 11th and the 10th and the 9th. The 9th is like a contact with your higher self. That is just you in a higher form. And the connect with that was the ideal that you could actually utilize in the process of healing yourself, because tapping into your higher self is also more on a perfect being, which is you. But you can connect those two together and heal your human body, okay? But what it says in the books, they're not trying to denounce and say whatever. They're just saying it's a good idea if you want to work with angels, connect more with God, then you work with these chakras. But they're also saying these chakras working all together in unison also increases your healing ability upon yourself. So it doesn't get into the explanations of angels and stuff like that. It's almost like the idea, if you want to go that route, then you go get a book on angels.
So I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know probably people are waiting. But do you work with like crystals and stones and all that? And that kind of stuff? Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
The last woman I went to, I mean, do you have any recommendations for me? Any specific ones that you think would, you know, just from talking to me on the phone, like what do you think would be a good one for me?
Right. Good question. I usually work with crystals, but usually I utilize what's good for me. And these are the people across my path have a tendency to utilize the same, you know, and that kind of thing. Whoa. So when we look at the situation, you know, the one thing I was sitting to say right off the bat is a rose quartz.
Rose quartz? Okay.
Right. Rose quartz, and also, what's it called? Citra. Citra. Citrulline? I can see them clearly in my head when it comes to the names. I have a tendency to have a problem with that. You know, the one thing I would do to help you out with just the idea of maybe raising your awareness of a lot of things. So maybe that's, you know, what you need, the idea to believe. Because it's a lack of belief in yourself. You can also trace back to the idea of your ailment too. This is called hematite. It's a green crystal. So try to find some hematite. If you can't, you should be able to find some hematite.
The one that I picked out for myself. She told me to go find one that spoke to me, and that was actually the one I picked.
You know, you could also go and find some hematite oil, where she has a piece of hematite in it and some oil, and put the bottle, put on your finger, rub your two fingers together behind your ears. It's a good scent. It's actually a good scent. It's very, very pleasing to people. But also the same thing, too. It's just really opens up your senses. And actually, your psychic abilities are just, most of them are connected to physical. Like you got quite clairaudient, which is clear spiritual hearing. It's also connected to your physical hearing. The more you work with, like going out in the woods and trying to connect with nature and see what you can hear and open yourself up, also increases your clairaudience of listening to spiritual guide. But like I said before, it's one of those things that a lot of things for you would just be, if you had like someone come to you and give you this amazing healing, then you'd probably look at it differently. But you also
I just need to realize that I have more power over it than I, you know.
Well, see, the situation is you're a co-creator, so therefore you do. It's just the idea of realizing that angels and guides are there for you, so you won't feed so much into the ego and realize what the ego is. The ego is sitting there listening to your heart's desire, following it, and the ego's motivation to keep doing that. But a lot of people let the ego get out of control and say, well, this is what I think I should do, and you're thinking, you're not feeling. So.
Okay. Well, thank you.
But that's the ones I would start with. So if you ever want to get back in contact with me or something like that, just join us on the show. Give you some more, or you want to contact for a personal reading? Whatever you got to work with, I guarantee we can work with it.
And is there any specific, like you said, the quantum healing, any specific like author, or is it just?
No, I wish you would. You know something, what you should need to do is take the phone number down to contact me, because I'm going to be at the shop tomorrow. And that's where I have all my books and stuff up there. I can give you all the information you need about the books. I can even tell you flat out, for you know, the shadow of thoughts, that you can actually get audio and listen.
Okay.
But you should also check out HemiSync CDs too. Simple as that. Hemi-sync.com. They got some great CDs, meditational, and it's just one of those things that just like it's a scientific thing of a certain kind of tone that can actually enable the brain to actually utilize both hemispheres at the same time, which gives you very intense focus and concentration.
What was it one more time? Hendi?
No, H-E-M-I.
Okay.
And that little hyphen you put, like, on the phone number?
Yeah.
That, and then sync. Sync. I'm trying to figure. I think it's sync. S-N-Y. No. I'm sorry. S-C-Y-N. Sync. .com.
Okay. Great.
So if you want to give me a call tomorrow, the number is 740-500-8863.
Whoa. 40-500-8863.
8863.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I appreciate your help. I appreciate your honesty. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Again. All right.
Okay, good. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye
now. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. And that would be... That was weird. Okay, hold on. Area code 212. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hey,
and
what's your name? My name is Anna. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Haven't we talked before?
Yeah, we have. I call in once in a while.
So how you been?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
So what's our pleasure tonight to hear from you?
Tonight I was wondering, I met someone online, and I was wondering how things are going to go with this person, and if it's going to be a severe disappointment when I see him, or is it going to be okay? He's the most like consistent person. Like, I was writing with someone else, but he disappeared all of a sudden, and we were going to do something on Friday and this weekend, and then all of a sudden he's writing me this evening, see how I'm doing. That was a bit off, so I just threw him off. I said, you disappeared. I forgot about you. So, yeah.
Well, that's honesty, right?
Yeah, I was very honest. I said, I'm sorry, who is this? And he's like, it's your this and this. I said, oh, I forgot about you, I said. And he's like, oh, I can't believe you forgot about me. I said, you disappeared. And, you know, I'm not waiting for you. You know, it's Saturday night. And
that's an ego problem. That's an ego problem. When he said, oh, basically, you forgot about me? I'm like, you know, buddy, if you're like rememberable, then people remember
you. Exactly. You have to nurture something. You can't just disappear and think that. What? You know, you think that I'm going to be waiting for the whole weekend for us to hang out and your last-minute attitude? You know, I don't know who you are, you know? So it's like, but this other person, he's a lot more gentle and more open with me. And he's more specific, but not too complicated. But I was just wondering, like, he wants to now meet all the way on Friday, which is like a whole week. And I'm wondering, like, why he wants to wait so long, and if it's going to be nice to, you know, or more than nice, is it going to be something fun, or, kind of.
No, I get to. I'm just saying that last guy was kind of like irritating because, you know, I know for a fact that's how it works because I had this shop up here back in 2006 and I got it back. And it was amazing how people would come by who recognized me. I actually did a palm reading for a girl back in 2006 who actually came back to the shop and remembered me and remembered everything I did to the point where she came back to get another one. She's done it twice. So, you know, when you sit there and look at the situation, we can really look at this guy who's not being himself.
Right.
Because I know for a fact that when you are being who you are, people gravitate to you because they trust you because you are who you are. And with the situation with this guy, what is it? What is his first name?
Oh, you mean the one that I like?
Yes.
At least
forget the other guy. I don't need to know the other guy.
Okay. His name is Joe.
Joe? It's always Joe.
Yeah, the other one's name was also Joe. I'm going to ask him, like, what is your real name?
Right. I would, too. Joe. It's kind of funny. Okay. Joe. You know, you get a really good thing with the Joe thing. I really wouldn't sit there and think about too much of what he looks like or being disappointed. I don't see that as an importance. I think that he might not be exactly physically what you think, but I also get a really strong feeling that you get past that point and get to know the guy, and you'll forget that. And the reason I say that is because I remember a girl I met, and we actually got engaged, almost got married. And when I first met her, she was not really what I would call attractive. It actually looks like someone blacked both her eyes, you know. But after I got to know her and it just seemed like after I got to know her, that didn't make any difference anymore.
Okay.
It was like one of those things where I kind of like, I stopped and thought about it. I said, I didn't like her physically. But now after I've gotten to know her as a person, that doesn't make any difference anymore. It's just a surface thing. And then when you start getting to know somebody on the surface, then you have a tendency to see the beauty, I should say the truth of the beauty that's there, which actually would cause the other part. Which I saw a lot of physical ailments too there that I should have paid attention to, but I'm just saying the physical part. I think it's what, like I said, I've always said before, people have to learn from their reflections and actually learn from that and embrace it, not sit there and do the other way around, because you manifested the person into your life. You got this situation, the opportunities are happening, you should definitely embrace this.
Okay.
Because I was
saying, you know, but I mean, there's been other men that I've kind of like couldn't look past the look, you know, because I'm like, I don't want, you know, I just.
Well, I don't see it that way. I don't see that. I don't see that with him. I'm seeing a little bit of infractions.
Sorry?
I see a little bit. What I was going to say, he won't be exactly what you think, but nothing that you couldn't look past. Like you talk about the other ones?
Right.
I'm just saying, don't get picky. Just look at the situation of a person that's standing in front of you. I don't get anywhere near the last people you're talking about. That's
okay,
what I'm talking about. I don't mean to confuse you. I also need to get oil for this freaking chair.
So how are you doing? Are you still with the same girlfriend?
Which one?
The one that we spoke about, I don't know, 2 months ago?
Oh, I don't know. Was it April?
Oh, you're probably dating another girl.
No, it was just that I would sit there and say I've met somebody that I've kind of like, it's kind of a interesting situation, which I feel like it's going to be one of those, most people would call it a reconnection, when it would be just the idea of a connection that's supposed to happen, which continues. But
And what happened to the other guy, like the one that he invited me to come all the way down to Williamsburg, a girl that has to travel in the train and meet him. And then I was like, the first night he wanted me that day and then to come over, just asking. And then today he did the same. Do you want to come to Williamsburg? And then it became like an issue, like when to come, how to come. And then he said, you know, I don't think it's going to work. And then he hung up.
Wow.
That was weird. What do you think happened?
Well, the first thing that came to me was, doesn't matter.
Sorry?
It doesn't matter. It's you had to look at the situation of really being honest with yourself and saying, he's definitely not good for you. And just leaving it that way. Because sometimes you don't want to go.
Yeah, God is protecting me because that guy was like all about himself. It was like, I'm busy during the day. I can't meet during the day. He didn't even ask me what I'm doing. Or he just, it just is so odd to me that these people, they don't have any space for a girl in their life, but they do on their own agenda. And it's like, I'm not your agenda, you know. I'm a human being and I have a life too. And I'm not going to fit into your work program, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand. Like, that person wouldn't fit me at all because that just is beyond my understanding. You know, that just goes beyond my brain. That's just too much for me to even understand. You know, what that person is thinking. So my natural reaction was like, delete him, block him, whatever. But I'm like, hey, look, I don't have to give him all of that. I can just move on with my life quietly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be reacting to this insanity, you know, So anyway, I'm learning.
Was you listening earlier when I had Lyndon on?
Yeah.
She's a person I've been thinking about having as a co-host. I've actually gone past the thinking part. I've actually asked her to do that. So
yeah.
I was just I'm trying to get some people's insights on what they thought about her.
Okay. To do it alone or with a co-host, you're saying?
Well, I was thinking about having her as a co-host. I wonder if she would. I thought she might actually be a good asset to the show.
But who? But I don't know who she is. I don't remember her.
If you really want to, well, this is the first time she's been on the show. I've been trying to get her to come on the show a couple of times, but she's been trying to get things squared away. Like, I was talking to her yesterday and a couple times. And then I was talking to her earlier because I felt like, the reason I like her is because, well, she's a likable person.
Yeah.
And she works on Oranum. So if you go on Oranum, that's Oranum, I think. No. Oranum. I was kind of questioning myself. You can actually see her.
Uh-huh.
She's, her name is on there. It's a bunch of psychics. You just go on there and just look up Lyndon. She's on quite a bit. Then you can get an idea.
Well,
I'm just saying what the situation is. I was trying to get people's opinions on what they actually heard tonight. Because she was kind of, she said she was very nervous. So I was just trying to get her to say, well, you just come on the show and just pretend we're all in the front room talking on the couch. No intimidation. And just talk. So she's come back with a couple of, we did a reading for that one lady, and I thought it was good. But what I was telling you before, with the situation, when you have that intuitional thing comes in and says, it wasn't really all the things. That was kind of like your ego, kind of bumping in there a little bit. When actually it was just the ideal that you need to cut loose. It means it just realized it wasn't good for you, and that's all thing you really need to do. Like you said before, you're not a 10-year-old. So you don't need to block him or do anything like that.
Right.
Because that's just, and sometimes that actually sends the wrong message. Oh, she's blocking because she likes me because she don't want to deal with me. Okay,
yeah.
So you could send the wrong thing. So therefore, you look at the situation and you ask yourself flat out, what do I need to do? If there's no guidance coming through, then there's nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's not a big deal. I'm not like, oh my gosh, or anything. It's just more like, wow, that was weird. That was interesting.
That was the
you
person
know,
trying
never...
to control the whole thing. When you see people like that, and it's one of those situations, I mean, when I was dating April, the reason I felt so strongly about her coming out here and doing it all on her own was to show her what she's capable of doing. Once she taps into that strength of her... taps into her strength, then the process of her coming here would just increase the strength within the relationship. Now you look at that person, he's not facing anything. He's wanting everybody else to do it for him. So he's definitely not standing on his own 2 feet, so you really couldn't see a relationship come out of that one at all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I think like the insights are good, you know. It's just the feeling is like, the feeling. I guess the thing that makes sense is that this person feels very off. He's self-centered, or it just something is off about him.
Most definitely.
His needs immediately met.
Mm-hmm.
He gets triggered, and he can't handle the situation, and he just has
mm-hmm.
to run away. And then he was talking about his music and this and that and blah blah blah, and it didn't even connect with me, you know. It's just meeting these men, you know. I'm just gonna be, I have a specific type that I like.
Oh.
We'll see what happens, you know. Creative visualization might help. I don't want to end up in my life thinking like, oh, I could have been that girl having a man like that. I wish I had a man like that, but then feeling not good enough about the one that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be happy with what I have, you know?
Oh, I hear you.
Oh.
Because I was sitting in the situation of just really... It's just
but
one of those things.
You also have to realize that, you know, you're also a very independent person. You can maybe host with her a couple of times. It doesn't have to be infinite. You can say, would
mm-hmm.
you like to host twice a month, once a month, or once in 2 months? What would you prefer? And then she has more freedom and flexibility to make up her own mind. It's not according to your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
With that.
Well, the reason I was asking for people's insights on what they felt when they heard her on the radio, because a lot of people were really complaining about the last one I had, which was D.
Yeah.
Because she used to do some funky, funky things on the air, eating cookies,
yeah.
belching.
Yeah.
And there
must be going through an anxiety, maybe.
Right. So I was talking to Linda, and I saw her, and I thought, you know, that's... With the input that she put in with the readings and the input that she was putting in, she thinks. She's giving opinions. And I would sit here and talk to Dee. It was like, okay, I would do my readings and stuff, and then I would go, what do you think, Dee? And she goes, I agree. Okay. You agree to what? And she's like, you got it. And I was like, okay. And then there was one night where she was just like, irritated because I was giving her later reading, and the message was coming across pretty clearly. It took about, I don't know, it took about 40 minutes. She actually told me under her breath, what she didn't realize when we were on the radio, everything's amplified. She told me to effing shut up under her breath, which came across the air. Because April was on here with me when she used to co-host with me, and a couple other people heard it. And first we thought it was a spirit coming through. And I said, no, I recognize that voice. So that voice came across very clearly. And I think it was one of the things I picked up on.
Well, you know what? We just let's pray for Dee that, you know, whatever she's suffering from or whatever her troubles are, that her heart
is
blessed and saved and healed.
Mm-hmm.
And that she may find her way back to love and serenity in her heart and healing. And that she has positive energy and being of service to others. You know, she did spend a lot of time on the radio to
That's true.
To the clients, and she was there, you know, and she was always with you. And then you got hurt, you know, and I hear you too, like it was not appropriate, and you still have discretion. And certainly she could have apologized, but that wasn't. So just, you know, we're sorry, forgive us, we
mm-hmm.
love you, thank you, you know, thank you. And just, you don't have to attract that again into your radio show. And you certainly don't have to invite someone for life, you know. It can be
mm-hmm.
once a month, a special guest, or... twice a month or once in 3 weeks.
That's an idea. Mm-hmm.
And just leave it to her, you know, she'll come back. You know, it doesn't give too much pressure.
Oh, she left because her phone died.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, I keep telling everybody that we actually, yeah, I have some long shows.
anyway, I have to go to bed. I have to, like, go to a class tomorrow. And I'm moving. I'm you know, in the middle of a move. Do you see people coming and renting this or taking this apartment? Because I'm looking. It's been. I need to get out of here, and I don't know where I'm going. But
yes.
You know, I need to get a job, a full time one, and myself, and find resources and.
Oh. No. One thing I was interested to say when you asked the question.
Yeah?
I get yes that you will find, you say renters?
Yeah, or buyers more, buyers. Buyers.
Okay. Well, either way, it comes up as yes.
But I don't want to move back to Holland. I really don't.
Hmm. Well, that's one of those things of letting it play itself out, because I don't see going back there either. It's just the idea of a lot of things changing and stuff. So you should open your... I mean, when I used to sit there and do that one, it was kind of cool when you sit there and say, okay, you know, you're opened up to whatever happens. And then the idea of the little phrase I put at the end of it where it says, this or something better now is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned.
Yeah.
This or something better. So it's basically what you're doing at that moment. You're opening all the doors to whatever's going to happen. But the idea of focusing on... I don't want to move back to Holland could actually work against you too, where you should start focusing on where you do want to go.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact you don't want to go back there. But
no,
I also
I don't.
But I feel like the solution is in your intentions. Where do you want to go?
Well, where I do want to go is supporting myself, doing my career, what I love.
Mm-hmm. So I get the impression that those could all be obtained. I keep getting 6 months. Within 6 months, okay?
Okay.
Because it's the idea of perception. It kind of generates the timing, I think. Because, like we were talking about before, I've actually had this with a couple of people I've worked with. I like working with like-minded people who can actually see the situation that mine is very powerful. They can work against you or work with you. At the same time, time itself is just a perception. Because if you really look at time, guys, look at this. The world turns. Day turns to night. But when you really take a step back and look at those both at the same time, it's still the same planet.
Mm-hmm.
One part's dark, one part's light. But it's still you in the same place. So when you look at time itself, it's how you perceive it. To me, 1 minute might be a long time because I'm sitting there waiting. Another person, 1 minute goes by like a flash because why? They're living their lives. They're not thinking about it. They're focusing on what they want. So you change the perception.
Yeah, it's
so
always about that.
Yes. Yes, it will. And yes, it is. Because I was actually talking about I've done some experiments with the whole thing where you sit there and focus. I had a guy, his girlfriend picks the guy up from work. At that time, we only had 10 minutes to get to a place to cash his check. All he kept on saying over and over again, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. We only got 10 minutes. I'm in the back seat going, we're going to be 5 minutes early. We're going to be 5 minutes early. I won because we were actually there 5 minutes early. And if you would have looked at the distance we had to travel of where we were going to be 5 minutes early, as in some people's perceptions, defies the reality of time. But it happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
So when you experience it, you have a different perception. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I just wanted to say, like, you're really, you know, one of those people that are really, you know, opening up to the universe and letting that be and really being a child of the universe. So I feel like, you know, you're doing it and you have proof of experiences, and I really like that about you. I think that's admirable, you know, and taking it further and deeper and creating experiences in your life that, you know, you trust the process and that your needs will be met, and then you have these miracles, you know. So,
yeah, because that's what I was talking about. I wasn't trying to keep you any longer, but I'm just saying I just had a miracle with this shop I just got. Because I was told
table.
I couldn't have... Yeah, I just got this new shop, and it was just so... incredible about a situation that was I was told that was an impossibility, but now it's a reality. I'm actually working in that shop right now.
Oh my God, you have an extra job? That
yeah,
is actually, awesome.
Yeah. We're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so you need variety.
Mhm. Oh yeah, it's a different thing because I actually get to do readings in person all day.
Oh good, it's even better than phones and computer. I mean, I think so.
Yes.
Well,
so,
anyway, I'm gonna go and I'm definitely gonna let you know how it went.
Okay, cool.
Or
thank
something
you.
Like that. I'll definitely call you back. I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
Oh, have a good night.
You too. Thank you
thank
for calling.
You.
It was great hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, let's go. I want to check on something here first. Okay, this is area code 406. I'm trying to see if this is actually a friend of mine who I actually want to say hi to.
It's me.
So are you having problems, are we?
Well, on you mean on a random or just
okay.
In general?
Well, we can go wherever you want to go.
Oh, I'll ask you something, but I think you've already answered it. Let me turn this TV down. I got my TV on. I have. How do you? All right. How would you? And this is my son, and he is very good, and he's an Aquarian. I'll tell you that much. Now, that'll tell you about him right there.
Right.
He's an Aquarian, and he is very good at doing things in his life, and he is very good on manifesting things. He is very sharp with it. All right. Now, the thing is, I was doing my manifesting, as you know.
Right.
I wanted this job. I wanted a job doing the psychic thing. All right. I wanted, also, I had Greyhound, who was supposed to reimburse me, and I was manifesting more money from them. Well, I had several things going on. And some of the things I got just boom, 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 they came into my life, right? Well, I'm sitting here last night going, what negativity did I put in this that I'm not getting, you know, a lot of people coming to me on that, on Haranum, okay? Well, I just started to, and I haven't been on there that much. And different things, and why is not this other place coming to me so I can do readings there? And what negativity did I put in there? And then I'm thinking, what negativity did I put in with Greyhound that they only gave me $250 for all three bags? You know, and I'm asking myself, what is this negativity I'm putting into this stuff? And it dawned on me, he was putting in the negativity. He was in the middle of this. Because I had to have him, his friend, come over and help me get my webcam up.
Right.
Okay, so he knew about this. And he kept saying, well, Mom, these psychic sites don't pay off. Aren't you sure? You get on there, it'll just be another thing. Well, they won't need you, and it won't work for you. And he's going on and on about it, right? And then he went on and on about Greyhound was only going to give me $250. All right.
Right.
Now, my question is, how do I keep him from putting that negativity in all these things?
It's... there was a book out there called Super Beings. Okay, and the list of things you do, the list of things that you do to manifest. The very first thing on that list is you don't tell anybody. because you don't want to deal with their energy. So what you do with the situation you got going on is just, he's on a need-to-know basis. If he doesn't need to know, you don't need to know. Because I had a tough time when I was living at home with my mom. So what I would do, I would look for solutions, right? And I noticed that I wasn't really doing good, too, on a lot of things, too. But when I started not telling my mother and just doing it, the two sites I was working for started going really good. My mom was kind of like, because my mom was also saying, you really can't make a lot of money at this. And then I got this one check from this ZMC, and it was over $300. And she's like, are you serious? And, okay. What happened was they grabbed my check because I got it to the mail, and they wouldn't give it to me. You make this much money doing this kind of work? And I'm sitting there going, could I please have my check? And then on a random, I started changing things and started focusing on affirmations. And I started saying, just simply saying, thank you, God and angels. I'm so happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did today here on a random. And then I started noticing my pay started going from making $165, I think it was actually a little bit lower than that, to actually in the month of, July and August? I think it was actually in August. Going into September, I was actually clearing about $1,000 every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you were saying that.
So, you know, I sit here and tell people flat out, the key denominator was also to have that belief and to sit here and be very confident, you know, because you don't have to sit here and – the one thing that works against most people in the idea of manifestation, you only got to put it out there once. And then you have to sit here and allow yourself to go into that space where that confidence is. We always have that little energy where it's okay and feel very positive. This is going to happen and live there. That's the now. It's also, I think it's a connection to your angels and guides that's telling you, yes, this is what it's called, detaching and letting go. Because the other part where you're worried about it all the time is you're attached to the negative and the you're attached to the fears.
Why?
It won't happen.
Right.
So I started going to random, just walk in there going, today we're going to do 20 readings. Why? Because I can and I will. So be it. So it is. And next thing you know, 2 seconds later, phone starts. The episode next year, we got readings coming in. So
wow.
We have to sit there, focus. But see, we can't have anybody else in the situation either. You know, I've worked with a lot of people who say, well, what if it doesn't happen? I said, why go there? Why even go there? Sit there, because, you know, the idea of manifestation is not the idea of focusing on what you don't want, because you'll get it. It's the idea of focusing on what you do want and clarify that perception. What do you want? Not what you're willing to deal with. Not what you're willing to sacrifice, as some people call it. I call it settling. But actually putting out to the universe and saying, okay, this is what I want. And then getting to a point of being so confident that you don't have to think about it. Because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt it's going to happen. Try some affirmations. Money comes to me every day and in every way. And then just say thank you. Every day I'm increasing my prosperity. Thank you. And then do the affirmation. Thank you. I'm so happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did today. Specify if you want to on a random, if you have certain things going on. Mine now is a little bit longer because it's like, thank you, God, for the 20 private readings I did on a random, Keen, ZMC, and in my shop.
Right.
I actually got 2 back-to-back readings today for $35.
Cool.
And, you know, when you sit there and get those things, and I do remember, what did I do when it happened? I wasn't doing anything. But reading a book, focusing on stuff, letting it, and actually I do have a tendency to process of saying, okay, when a fear comes to the surface, you know, what if I don't get any readings today? I go, stop. Nope. I would visualize people coming to the door. When I'm on a random, what I do is, you know how they, have you gotten private readings on there?
Have I got what?
Have you got private readings on a random?
No, I haven't gotten any.
Okay, what you do is there's, when you get a private reading, what happens is all these icons at the bottom of the screen come across, and there's a little trumpet goes off. So what you do is you visualize that trumpet going off, and these icons come across there. And then put in your mind, say, okay, that's going to happen to me today 10 times. There was actually one night that I was on for about 12 hours and did almost 20 readings.
Wow.
And right now they got bonuses going on. I think you got to get past your pay period.
I know.
They got some really good things going on. Once you get past that whole thing, all you got to do is be in chat, free chat. I think it's just the idea of being in free chat. for 200, I think it's 200 hours.
And one's 400, I think, if you get the most. And free chat or private, one's 400. There's another one that's,
800.
I think, 800, yeah.
It is, if you're in the top 10 of the most people that chat and free and private readings, if you're in the top 10, you get $800 bonus. If you're in the top 20, you get 400.
Yeah, they got some good bonuses.
Yes. And I know for a fact, I've worked on there, man, and this is a new thing with the bonuses, okay? But I do know for a fact that I've actually earned over $1,000 a pay period. So, you know, use that. I have that thing in there where I start focusing on things, that, you know, kind of like thanking you, God and angels, for the 20 private 75-minute readings today, earning over $1,000 or earning over $2,000. You know, just put it out there. Because I know I started doing that a lot. I started saying, thank you, God and angels, for the 20 private readings I did today, the 20 private 75-minute readings I did today here on a random, earning over $1,000. And I kept on doing that every freaking week. I wouldn't do it all the time. I would just sit and do certain times. I would just sit and take some time, like 15 minutes, and do it. And I started noticing that but you definitely saw an increase in income very quickly. And then finally did hit that goal of over $1,000. I was just kind of like freaked out about the whole thing. I didn't sit there and reset my goal. So therefore I started going back down. But also it was like kind of flat out too, that, you know, emotions have a lot to do with it too. I also went to, I had a girlfriend who left. So it was a breakup with that. And then there's this one girl that right now I really do miss a lot, but it's one of those things of trying to get that balance. Yeah, you're trying to get that balance within your life. Knowing that, like my friend told me, she goes, what do you think attracted this one girl to you? It's because of who you are and what you do. Okay, so therefore you've gotten away from that a little bit. So therefore to correct, or even the idea if you want to attract her back into the situation of having that opportunity to really have that relationship, it has to do with your strength, not the lack of hers or her direction or whatever. You know, it's the idea of just looking at her and saying, you really care about her, and she's still who she is, just because she denies what's between the two of you, just really gives us insight that she really cares about you too. So you have to embrace that and go, okay, fine. If that's the truth, then, you know, there'll be a reconnection. There'll be a connection again, and the idea of correction, I feel like it needs to be. And it's like I tell people before, I'm not trying to make her come to my shop. I'm just saying that is an attraction that needs to be followed through. I always tell people before, sometimes I do have a tendency to look at people's actions. And if their actions don't match what they're saying, then we look at that too as well, saying that could be a really bad place for you. Because that person is being indecisive, so they can be like, they'll probably more likely hurt you more than they will be good for you at that moment. So it was a learning experience of saying, this is why we need to let go of these situations and these people and that kind of stuff when we realize that they're not good for us. Because what's going to happen is, like it was the first time, when you actually cross paths in the situation and that kind of stuff and it was all good, that means the universe lined itself up perfectly for those situations to happen because you felt good about yourself. So the other person did too. So therefore it tells us flat out, you both wanted it. If that's the case, then just have confidence in that. The want was there, and I'm pretty sure the want's still there. It's just the idea of clearing out some obstacles. And the idea, I think manifestations and affirmations can actually help those situations of clearing out the clutter so they can actually make a decision on what they really want to do instead of making excuses not to. So, but if you look at the situation, what do we do? What do we got to do? Just live our lives. Plain and simple.
True.
Just go on a random, do like I do. I walk in the room, I don't give a shit if there's 2,000 or 6,000 psychics on. That's none of my concerns. I walk in that freaking room like I'm the only person working on that site. I focus on my goals, whatever it is. I put my intentions out there, and then I forget all about it. There are some days I have a tendency to get a little terrified, repeat them a couple more times. But I've noticed one thing, that when you give your intentions and let it go, and just do your job, focus, talk in the room. I talk about a lot of spiritual stuff in the room, too. It's kind of amazing when I start talking about things. It actually helps me detach because I'm focusing on something totally completely. Next thing you know, I get readings.
Yeah, that was funny today because I went in there and for whatever reason I didn't have any live feed. And everybody was talking to me going, you realize your camera's not...
Yeah, you got to correct some situations. But I'm just saying, you know, take it one step at a time. I had a girl tonight. I don't think you were on here. I don't know if you haven't heard her. Her name is Lyndon. She was on earlier.
Oh, yeah, I heard her. I liked her.
So do I. So it's like the ideal. I would kind of help her get a little bit more business.
Right. Yep, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'd be a good asset.
Yeah,
I think she would. But then again, she does a lot with relationship readings.
Yeah, we do a lot of relationships here, don't we?
Yep. I like the more bizarre readings.
Right.
That gets you going.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I gotta just do something with him, and he's wanting me to come over to Seattle, which I'm going, but I'm taking the bus. I won't fly.
Feed.
And he's already.
Who was
yes,
it? Who was it?
My son.
Yeah, I was not telling him anything.
It's yeah,
amazing.
I got him.
A person who can actually do fantastic work at manifesting things in his own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize he's like my mom. He's a very, he's like the most negative, positive person you can ever see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And my friend told me, he said, well, he's an Aquarian. She's an Aquarian. She said Aquarians have a way because her mother's one. She said Aquarians have a way of easily cursing you for some reason. It's like they can just put it out there.
Yeah.
Maybe because their waters, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you never know.
But I'm like, I'm just not. Next time I'm just going to say, well, everything's going fine. It's just hard to sit there in front of that camera for hours at a time, you know.
Yeah, it is, but like I said, that's what I do. I do a lot of spiritual work in there like I do here. I actually pretend it's like a radio show. I play music. I sit here and talk to people. You know, I have a tendency to get, I'm pretty straightforward with people. If you want to say something stupid, more like you want to get something back.
Yeah.
And people come in the room the other day, and I'm sitting there going, you know, this is a while back when they come in the room and said, oh, can't you get a real job? I'm sitting there going, I make over $1,000 every 2 weeks. So I don't want one. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that is a real job.
They're sitting there going, really? Yes, really. Did you guys ever hear about Sylvia Brown, John Edwards, and those guys like that? They're sitting there and say, you can't make money at this?
I love John Edwards.
I think it's kind of crazy in people's perceptions. You can't make money doing this kind of work. And we have those people out there doing the exact same thing. Of course, they got to justify by saying they write books.
Why?
If they're actually making all the money during... I guess it's the idea of looking at people being legit.
Right.
Of course, the ones that write the books make the money. But I think in the process of making the money, it should make it easier for them to do the other part of helping other people anyway.
Right. And John Edward actually used to... You know, he had his show on TV for a while.
And he
stated that flat out he quit doing that show because he didn't like it because of the way it was promoted. Because I think he had to do, you know, all these things ahead of time, a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't like the way it was done. So basically you don't even see him anymore. I kind of enjoyed his shows, but yeah.
He had a show there for a while, John Edwards.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah, he said he didn't like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
just because of the way it was promoted, and I'm sure he meant, you know, everything was set up ahead of time. Well, of course, I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah, they got the editing and stuff like that too as well.
Right, I mean, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we make this as reality as possible. We don't sit and edit anything. And believe me, we've had some people come on the show and do some really whacked out kind of things too. But then,
right.
You know, we could have canceled those shows, but then it was like looking at people going, okay. We had one of people come on and pranking, right?
And right. There you go.
As soon as we picked a photo and it brought them on the air, I sort of said, there's something not quite right about this call. And then we found that it was just a prank.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started talking about, I have a boyfriend named Will. I'm his girlfriend. He lives in Bel Air. Of course, this is a spinoff of Will, you know, Will Smith and, you know, the Fresh Prince and Bel Air.
Right.
And I was like,
right.
I'm sort of just listening to this thing, and my friend Amy was on, and she's like, these people are just pranking you. And that kind of stuff. I'm sort of going, yeah, you know, of course they are, but I just want to see how far they were going to take it. You know?
Right.
And we've had a couple things on there. It was kind of freaking, you know, it's kind of weird, but that's, like I was telling my friend of mine, I get pranked a lot on the phone because I'm, you know, I guess that's the ideal public life. And you start doing certain things that you have to deal with. So it's one thing to take in consideration of being pranked. I mean, I have my phone number on my freaking shop and everything else, and people want to call. I was kind of freaked out how they got the home phone number because that's not really anywhere else. I just thought about that. Hold up.
Yeah,
I mean, we had the thing with the radio show and that kind of stuff like that, too. I'm trying to figure out. I don't usually give out my whole number when I'm at the shop. And a friend of mine told me they felt like it was April calling, or with some people calling and pranking me. And I started thinking about it. You'd have to sit there and find out some information to call that home phone number. I mean, I give it out on the show, but same thing, too, you know, on Facebook. What was the other one? It's on my website. But usually, people who usually prank you are just grabbing phone numbers, which, like, at the shop, you get the phone number there, but that's for my cell phone. And I've never actually been pranked on my cell phone. It's always been on my house phone. Oh, well, maybe we're out there somewhere I don't know about. So, do you have any messages for me? Oh, I got a headache. Okay, I'll take this a no.
I'm just kidding. Thinking that she's still coming. I mean, I still get the feeling that she's going to come.
Yeah. I've been doing the angel cards, talks about new beginnings. But my fairy cards, and I think that this particular woman, there is a connection there. Fairy realm, nature, she loves nature.
Right.
And things like that. That I just, they kind of talk about romantic partner. They talk about, the final card I did today was letting go. And it's kind of amazing, but I always emphasize on that part, because I was sitting there saying, this is what I need to do, just forget it completely. And then one day I'm going to look up and she's going to be standing there.
And you're going to realize that's not her.
Thank you.
I told you that, remember?
I know you did. I'm just saying. Work with my vision, okay? I think about this situation, right? Think about the ideal manifestation. Now, let's look at the ideal of two people being right. That's me and you. And then people are going to sit here and say, okay, how's that possible? Because your vision says that when I look up, a realization of it not being her. And the reason I say we could both be right, because it could be her. But we're also looking at the situation of a person being completely themselves, which actually brought around a realization why she even showed up.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah.
See what I'm saying? So we could actually both be right in the process
right.
of shooting. A new, you know, because I've seen people do this before, well, you deserve something better. What if this person went through a realization where they was better? Then you would get both. The same person
right.
better, and it would be the same thing. So, we, you know, because I always thought about this with psychic readings, you could go to different people and get to and pick up on these situations of them seeing different perceptions of it, but they could all be right.
Exactly.
It's just different perceptions of looking at the same situation. That's why I was so happy. See, I used to have people on the show. I like people coming from different directions, even if they don't agree with me. I like hearing people's opinions.
Right. Exactly. That's how you learn.
I'm trying to figure out. Okay. I got a person who's finishing. Because I was sitting here looking at the situation going, cause the way you said it, you described her to a T, but you also felt like it might be a preview. I think I've already gone through enough previews to get to this point.
Well, as they say, always forward, never back. And the only way you go back into a relationship is if someone moved forward.
Yeah, and we've always agreed on that.
Then you're moving forward, yeah.
Right, because the ideal of the situation is I've done my part. I finished, you know, I did everything I was supposed to do. And we have a person who's basically denouncing things. People only denounce things because they don't want to admit that what they was. Okay, so we have a realization. And I was sort of talking to things, and then I've done a lot of readings, and everybody keeps saying, where you are in that shop, working and doing what you do and being who you are, is what she really liked and really loved about you. So what would be the key to having another opportunity to present itself if it wasn't basically created by her too? Because I can manifest things, but you, like you said, with a situation like this, it's one of those things of, because I was thinking about this the other day, I go seeing visions and stuff of her showing up, her sticking her head in my shop and checking out things and just saying this is cool, and then sitting down and talking to each other, and then for some reason from that point on it's a relationship. You can't explain it, you can't figure it out. So what you need to do in that situation is just let it go, because if you don't let it go, you're going to keep it from happening. So the answer you're looking for of why certain things would happen in the context of it happening. So you have to let it go and live it, which means live your life. Go ahead, live your life. I'm telling you right now, live your life.
Exactly.
I was sitting there going over, because I remember the one time I was doing that, I was trying to focus on $125 to keep my hotel room. The common denominator was, my angel said, what would you be doing right now if you wasn't sitting here waiting for something to happen? I said, I'd be at the gym. As soon as I made a conscious effort and started doing things I normally would do, that's when the solution presented itself. And everything, it was kind of funny how the solution came and the situation was done. Because I was telling a friend of mine, I said, this all happened the day it was due. And that day, that when this happened, I had nothing in my account. But in about 2 hours of just making a decision to go to the gym, even if it was just the idea of relieving stress, it was the ideal of movement, which caused and created a solution, and the situation was over. Even the ideal opening, it wasn't just the ideal of the door it opened for to have the money for the room. The guy actually gave me more than what I asked for. And then in the context of that 2 hours, somebody else contacted me for a reading. So in less than 2 hours, I made over $200. And I didn't have nothing in that account. So, you know, I tell people all the time, don't let that zero be intimidating. Start focusing on the solution, which means that account needs to be filled with something. Okay, so therefore get that energy going. But it usually starts with the idea of you doing some movement with yourself of what are you going to do today? Live your life.
I know. I was getting very down today. I keep getting bored in this place. You know how this place is.
Right? I'm just saying, start looking at the situation like you said before. Like you said, you figured it out. You feel like that there's a common denominator of a person who's interfering. So what you do is don't give them the power anymore. You take it back and go, okay. It seems like to me like you like to share things with people, especially people you think you can trust. So you sort of go, okay. We realize in the situation of manifestation, you can't trust him because of his perception, not because of who he is. You know, he's son, that kind of thing. I don't think he's doing anything on purpose. He's just energy of his doubt that you can actually do anything with this. Because he's been taught, and the way he perceives his own life, of certain things that he has to do to have success in his life. It's kind of funny how he manifests these things, and he's so good at it that he doesn't realize it's really coming from within himself.
Yeah. Yep. And
so
Yeah,
I was just going to bring this last person on because
Go ahead.
I am a person right now where I want to sit here and talk to somebody, but I also want to sit there and take a break because my freaking head is hurting.
I know. I almost asked if you wanted somebody to do readings for you because I heard you. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
then
like,
Linden came on, so I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of Linden and tell her about the feedback that I was getting. It was good. And then she can do, and it's one of those things that not really setting any kind of certain time. It's just that when she can't, she can't, she can't, you can't. I was looking, you know, in the ideal, it's just the ideal of having someone on the show going, hey, you know, people don't have time, they got stuff they got to do and that kind of stuff. And I talked to her about it, and she's the first person that actually I talked to yesterday. And we talked about it before. And then she said, and I went into her room yesterday, and she said, before I could even tell her, I was in there to give her information so she could actually contact me so she could be on the show. I came in the room, and she's like, oh, I was just thinking about what you said the other day. And I was actually wanting, you know, come over to your room or something like that. And I was like, okay, that's kind of funny. So I was like, okay, you can do that. So I thought at that moment, with that kind of synchronicity, we were on the same page.
Yeah.
So we followed through. See, I was also talking about the other day, too, and synchronicity. Me and Amy had really great synchronicity of things connecting and that kind of stuff. That every time I wanted to go down there, I always had the money. And it seemed like it always happened the day before, too, when I just get a reading out of the blue, boom, I can go. We do all the kind of things. So you look at all that stuff. Then I was sitting there going, we have to go into details. But I'm just saying, it was just things that when I want to get on the bus and go down there, it was like, you know, boom, gone. But then it was like after she made her decision in the direction she went into, the synchronicity was pretty much disrupted. So it was also an example of saying, how can you bring balance into the situation? And you're sitting there going, you're the person that brought balance into the situation in the first place by your actions. So therefore, the reason there's imbalance is because a person refuses to embrace it. And when you come to the conclusion and say, well, I'm embracing this, I want this, then you have to allow the other person to correct that balance. Realistically, when you look at it, too, sometimes we get caught in the situation and we think there's an imbalance within ourselves. So we have a tendency to have that imbalanceness within our lives. But until we start realizing that the imbalance was caused by the other and start realizing that we've always been grounded, I think because of the situation, you need to go through some healings, maybe some acupuncture, and find that centeredness within yourself to realize it was just thrown off for a minute because you were confused. You know, people get confused. They connect with people. They have these great, fantastic connections, and they're confused because the other person is confusing them because of their actions. We've all been taught once you get that big old connection going on, it's pretty much downhill from there, and you guys come together and off into the sunset you go. And then you're sitting there questioning. So then you're questioning going, okay, if that's the case, I'm in the freaking wagon going into the sunset by myself. So it's one of those situations where you take a step back and look at the situation and go, okay, don't get mad at yourself. Because some people do that. They'll sit there and say, okay, I expressed myself and I was let down. When actually you just expressed yourself. The letting down part was caused by the other person who didn't acknowledge it, or in my case, didn't really acknowledge it, or say either way. So, you know, it can be kind of confusing when someone doesn't say, I like you, or I don't like you, or I don't like you that way. And you look at the situations, and it can be even more confusing when you have a situation of a person who never really said anything.
Yeah.
But we look at the situation, too, of what was said, focusing on the situations, and having this realization that, because a lot of people do that. They'll go over, I'm saying, I understand that because I have a tendency to do it myself. And then you have to sit there and get to conclusion and say, okay, are you really trying to convince yourself of what happened? Or maybe you're just like in disbelief because of being in the spiritual realm. We hear this all the time. Great connections make great relationships. And I still believe that. I still believe that everything happens for a reason, and everything happens and falls into place. With that said, well, can we look at the situation of an imbalance? We can look at her all day. But realistically, the things that she's going through or not going through or accepting or not accepting is something she needs to deal with, and therefore it has nothing to do with me. And maybe the idea of them not, and maybe in a situation where it doesn't come back together, It just realistically says it didn't. It's not saying it didn't happen, or it wasn't real, or a factuation in your own head, or kind of stuff. Well, I think what it's really saying is the person needs some work, situation, or the idea of the path they've chosen has to be accepted. But I still think, like I said before, once that acceptance happens, and you really allow yourself to start moving forward again, instead of because when you're centered focusing so much on the whole thing, you're pretty much keeping yourself in a situation where procrastination could lead to stagnation, and we don't want to do that either. So, like I said, look at the situation. What do you want? That's one thing I've got in my cards a lot too. Is, set your intentions. So as soon as I see the card, I'll set my intentions. What do you want? I want $10,000 a month income now. I want to be in a fantastic relationship, a happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed relationship, living a happy, fulfilling, not just a marriage, a family, and a life together. And I want that with this particular woman. So therefore, by putting it out there with that intent, that's all we need to do. It's like a freaking letter. You have to mail it 5 or 6 times before you get a response. You only mail it once. And then someone writes back to you and say, okay, don't do it again. Or, whatever.
Right, yeah.
Just mail a letter, you get a response.
And I have a tendency to do that.
Right.
Keep mailing that letter.
Yeah, the letter, the person's on the other side is getting irritated. Go, okay, give me some time to respond. Okay, so you look at the situation and say, like I said before, the want is there. The want is there because it happened before. You look at the situation and go, okay, what started this whole train going? It was somebody setting their intentions and flirting with you. Okay, so what you need to do is let go of it completely and trust that what you created between a person and yourself did exist, did happen, still does. And that the universe brought you together once because of those wants, needs, and desires. What's going to keep it from doing it again? Except for you standing the way and not letting, or as we call it, mailing the letter.
Right.
So it's like I said, every time I see intentions, I say, okay, I set my intentions. I said, I want this. Da, 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 da. And then even to the point where I was sitting there going, I am now in a happy, romantic, deep-loving, committed relationship with, and we're living a happy, fulfilling marriage, family, and life together now. So we always use the now word. Why we use that now word for is because we need to live in the now, the process, and that's how realizations and manifestations happen. They happen in the now. If you keep focusing on the thing being in the future, it's always going to be out of reach.
In the future, yeah.
Yeah, if you think about the past, then you're a center of feeding into fear that might be telling you it won't happen, which could work against you. We don't want that to happen, do we? So what we do.
Right.
So that's why it's so crucial to put your intentions out there and forget about it. Because seriously, I got the shop. I was saying about that too. I met this person at the same time I wanted the shop back. And it came up that they were both impossibilities. One became a reality. What makes me think that they can't either? Maybe that's what I should do. Just look at that just that way. Miracles happen all the time. I just got the miracle card yesterday, so they kind of confirmed that one.
There you go.
That's what I was saying for you. Because, you come off real strong and say, I still see her showing up. But then you put about and said, you're going to look up and notice it's not her. I think it's going to be a realization that when I see her, that what has transpired is not her. It's a person in defense mode. And defending, because she always talks about, she has a private life. And she, the idea of saying, you don't know me, so therefore we're not close. See, there's a justification for an action. So therefore, when we look past those justifications and those excuses, we still see the want.
Right.
Want's still there, because that's why she's denouncing it, because she doesn't want to feed into the wants.
So, and we are coming up into the spiritual things.
Miracles are things that defy reality. So here we are thinking about realistically about things. What we need to do is let go of it, let it play itself out. I've got the romance partner card. Now, the one thing, here's another one for you, too. This is funky. Because I think in the last 2 weeks I've done almost exclusively readings at the freaking shop for Geminis. Went out on a random. We had nothing but Geminis in the room.
Wow.
Now, the one thing that threw me off the most, it was today. First thing was yesterday. We were doing a radio show yesterday. Somebody calls in. I said, what's your name? My name's Amy. I'm like, okay. I'm kind of thrown off for a minute because it wasn't Amy, but it was just the ideal that I was I saw April.
Right.
April before. But I was sitting there, I was getting people almost for the last week. Everybody, and there are some days where it's really intense, where people are either, it's always about a girlfriend, they have her name April, or if mostly been the month of April. But it keeps happening over and over again. And then we had the 26 and the 27, where you see a 26, and real quick you see a 27. So you can sit there and look at the signs, because I keep seeing the same thing over and over again, where it's a sequence, where one follows the other. Okay? And then April's everywhere. So today I was doing a reading in the shop, and this one person shows up. And I said, so, we're going to do a prime reading for you. So what's your name? And she said, my name is April. And I was like, are you serious? Okay. And then we had all the Gemini, right, and stuff like that. There was one girl came in the shop yesterday. She was intense because I was so taken by her and so attracted. But it was a kind of a funny thing because when she came into the shop, I've been watching her all day because she'd been in town shopping all day. And Manitou Springs is a small town. So I can see things across the street from my shop. I can see almost all downtown.
Right.
So parked right across from my shop. I was sitting there watching her. Okay. I'm trying to be discreet. And I was like, okay, I don't want to think I'm watching her, right? So then she finally comes to the shop with her friend to get a reading. So we did a reading. She came in. We utilized what we changed it up so you could actually come in the shop and sit down. So we sit down and did the whole thing, right? And I was sitting there talking to her. And I was like, I said, you know, I don't want you to freak out or nothing, but I've been noticing you in town all day. You've been going back and forth. I've been watching you. She goes, oh, don't worry about it. I've been watching you too. Really? She goes, yeah. I said, I'm just very taken by you because, you know, you've got this very strong sense of spirituality about yourself and that kind of stuff. And she also, when I first had a shop in town, it was 919 Manitou Avenue, and it has two cone roofs, and it was brown, now it's red. And that's where our first shop was. She even told me that was the first place she went to, thinking my shop was there.
Wow.
And then I did a palm reading on her. Her palm is almost identical to mine.
Wow.
Except the only thing difference is I'm not a stripper. She calls herself an exotic dancer. I can see why, because it's more of an expression for her. It's not really a moneymaker. Something that gives her expression, and she likes to dance. So I feel like she needs to really take it up a notch and explore that dance and creative side of her. So we got that going on. I was just sitting there talking to her, finally with me. I said, do you want a card? Before I can even say you want a card, she goes, can I get a card here so we can keep in contact? Oh, that's what I was going to say to her. I think it's one of those situations where relationships are meant to be relationships, they will be. Ones that become friends are friends. But I think it's one of those situations that it's kind of crazy in this day of age that people have a tendency to have an awkwardness of actually even asking and pursuing those things when they should be, even as friendships. Because if it's not explored, then it never will happen. And there will always be a questioning. And believe me, doing this kind of work, there's a lot of questionings and a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
People that I've never seen again. So it's right. like to help people understand the connections between few people and all things that are supposed to happen. If they're going to happen, they'll happen. Because I've been a connection. Where connections that happen for the point that were some kind of learning experience that didn't need to happen again. So therefore, the two people went separate ways. So it's the idea of learning the same thing too. But also the situation of having trust and faith within yourself. That you can create these manifestations just the way you want to. It's the idea of realizing things too. If they don't happen, people have this really hard perception, why did it not happen? Not realizing that it didn't happen. So why even thinking? Why think and why worry?
Okay.
Just look at the situation. And if you have this kind of thing within yourself that says that you're going to be lost without that person, then you didn't learn from the connection and the reflection.
Yeah.
That was actually your strength within yourself. Because I know for a fact that walking away from the situation, what's given me more confidence about it coming back together is the strength that I've actually acquired. The situation kind of went not the way I thought for sure. The ideal of, you know, expressing myself and my intentions was going to get a different reaction. But at the same time, that's when the shop came by. That's when the shop became a reality. So I was like, things happen for a reason. Okay? And I always felt like with relationships, they have to be 100% on both sides. So if there's one balance, more likely the imbalance is on the other side that needs to be corrected by them. So therefore, the only thing you need to do is keep focusing on you and yourself and the idea of what your life is all about to maintain the balance. That's a great attraction for people who are looking for that. And also the situation within themselves to realize why a person felt the way they did. It doesn't happen to the idea of being in their face all the time to make them realize it. It's always that distance and that quietness when you're no longer there that makes them realize the things within themselves and ask the question, why did I do what I did?
Okay. That's good.
We have a person in the queue with the area code 386. Are you still there or did you fall asleep? I think they fell asleep. Area
Uh-oh.
Code 386. Hello? Hello? Area code 386. Are you there? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. What's up, Doc? Area code 386. Hello. Okay, I'm actually looking in the chat room to see if there's any more questions. Jennifer,
everybody's gone.
Okay. Are you in there?
I'm there.
Are you Uri Emerald Rose?
Yep.
I don't know who that is. I'm going to shut down the chat room, so don't freak out.
No, that's fine, because I was going to shut it down anyway.
I'm sitting there looking at the situation. I'm like really thinking I need to take a break anyway.
Yeah. You need a break.
With you. Well, I had two questions to ask you. Would be, would I... This is a question. This is the number one question. Would I be married before the end of next year?
I keep getting no.
That's not funny. Come on.
I am, but you said married. I think you're going to be in a relationship, but I don't think it's... You're going to be married.
You're able to ask three questions. Okay, the second question is, okay, could it be because I'll be in a relationship with a person that just wants to, it's a delicate thing where it's taking time. It's a good relationship, but it's just the idea of progression. Does that make sense? Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
So it might be one of those things by the end of next year. I would know it's definitely a great relationship.
Why? But the married part, is it going there?
Yeah.
By then.
And then I was going to say two questions. The third question is, the third question was, it's not relationship oriented, but